Indeed, well, it may be many weeks or even months before we find out whether or not this is. Of course, this may have just been an accident. I think, goodness me, let's hope it has been. But the important thing is that Gabriella Taylor, she's not a junior tennis player I had ever heard of, 18-year-old. She hopefully will make a full recovery and go on to have a very successful career despite this. So best of luck to her. But Barry Gowan, really appreciate you talking. Just former British Davis Cup player, and of course, a tennis commentator now. And he hates to lose, but some of us, if we're really as bad at sports as I am, have to learn to lose. I had to learn to be a gracious loser very, very early on in my life because I'm rubbish at all sport. Talking of people who are rubbish at all sport and losers. Hi, John.
Hi there.
John Holmes is in the studio.
Hi. What a build-up that was.
it was a terrible league, wasn't it?
Thanks very much.
No, but are you any good at sport?
No, I was terrible at sport, of course.
I wasn't interested in it.
Yeah, I was picked last in football. My PE teacher thought it would be
funny. Was it the consumption that put them off picking you?
I was poisoned.
My
PE teacher thought it was funny to put me, I'm not a tall person, in the basketball team as a joke.
Oh, harsh.
So, yeah, in the school basketball team.
This is the thing you see about PE teachers, that they get away with a level of bullying and preference for good people. In a way that if an English teacher went, oh, well, you're rubbish at reading, let's make you play Romeo in Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly.
This is a level of victimisation.
It is, and they call it coaching, and that's how they get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unfair. What's coming up on your show?
Well, none of that. Professor Stephen Hawking will be here. He's going to he's turning up to tell us an unbroadcastable joke, of course. That's Professor Stephen Hawking's pull back and reveal. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. There's a diversity paper review, work experience punditry from someone we don't have to pay. That's
most of the office, isn't it?
Of the matter, yes. Most of them aren't worth paying, to be brutally honest. Or you can win some meat in a game of dead or alive.
Absolutely. Mostly on the dead side after eating that meat. It's been sitting around for a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Time's 12:58.
Paul Ross has licked it.
Ew! Probably can charge extra now. John Holmes and his mayhem will be here after 1 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This one totally goes with my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month. 0% APR representative. And we'll give you an extra £500 towards your deposit until August 14, 2016.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. 0% APR representative, £500 finance deposit allowance and £159 per month available on Yaris Design by Tone. 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,343 deposit conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. 1 o'clock on a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police probe Wimbledon player poisoning, a drone in a near miss with a passenger plane, and employers are named and shamed for not paying enough.
Talk Radio.
Scotland Yard is investigating whether a British tennis player was deliberately poisoned during Wimbledon. 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor had to pull out of the girls' tournament, spending 4 days in intensive care. Doctors diagnosed her with a rare strain of leptospirosis, a bacterial disease that can be transmitted through rat urine. Roger Pickup, professor of microbiology at Lancaster University, says in some cases it can prove fatal.
Sometimes it can go a bit silent and then reoccur in the second stage where it actually invades the organs. So you can get renal failure, you can get brain damage and meningitis type symptoms, and ultimately it can become fatal.
Police are looking into reports of a near miss between a drone and a commercial flight approaching Newquay Airport. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
62 people were on board a plane coming into land on Tuesday afternoon when the pilot spotted the device flying alongside it at 900 feet in the air. Rules state drones shouldn't go higher than 400 feet or near airports. Inspectors have described it as reckless and say it shows a complete disregard of public safety. No one's been arrested.
Fighting has continued in Aleppo in Syria during a supposed three-hour ceasefire. The city is subject to a bitter war between rebel forces and those under the command of President Bashar al-Assad. Last week's rebels broke through a month-long government siege. MPs say Muslim women are the most economically disadvantaged group in the UK. The Women Inequalities Committee suggests many face discrimination when applying for jobs because of their religious clothing. The government says 45% more are in work than 5 years ago, but that more needs to be done. Nazmin Akhtar is the vice chair of the Muslim Women's Network.
Muslim women have been saying that they've always acted exactly the same way as they did when they joined their job, and the only thing that changed for them was that they decided to put the hijab on. But they still want to socialise in the same way, they carried out their work in the same way, but everybody started treating them differently.
A man has died after getting stuck under a car in his garage. The 54-year-old became trapped while working on the vehicle in the Highlands last night. Almost 200 employees have been named and shamed by the government for not paying the national minimum wage. The list of companies that are failing to pay the rate of £7.20 an hour for over 25s ranges from two football clubs, hotels and care homes, to hairdressers and even a gun club.
Talk Radio.
I don't think that's accurate.
Is it not mentioned?
No. Actually, I did look at the full list.
Did you not write it on the bottom in Biro or something?
Well, it was on the internet.
Work
so that
experience
wasn't
punditry, you see. We don't pay them anything.
Well, that's work experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the lineup for the all-female remake of Ocean's 11 is almost complete. Rihanna and Anne Hathaway have reportedly signed up for Ocean's 8. If confirmed, they'll join Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett, who are already signed up.
Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
But why?
I'm not behind that decision, John. I cannot comment.
Because if it's a remake of Ocean's 11, surely Ocean's 11 would be a better title for it.
One might have thought.
Okay. You got any weather?
Yeah, I do.
Great.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy and persistent rain.
An all-female remake of the weather with Victoria One.
That's not my name. Anyway,
all right, Ting Tings.
That's an old reference.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you're up to date, John.
Let's call it niche.
Heavy and persistent.
That's not my name.
John, yes? You asked for this weather, yet you're interrupting
Well,
it.
I didn't want it. I realise that it just has to be there, sort of contractually speaking. Is there a heat wave coming?
Not this afternoon.
Okay.
Heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland. Drier elsewhere, highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you very much. Is it Ben with the sport today?
I'm going to say no. I think it might be Moose.
Moose?
Oh, maybe it is Ben. Oh. Actually, I think it will be Ben.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to take your first answer. You said Moose. I say Ben. Let's find out.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yes! Good afternoon. England's cricketers are in a spot of bother on day one on the fourth and final test with Pakistan. The hosts won the toss and chose to bat first at the Oval.
Toss.
Approaching lunch, England were 86 for four, having been 69 for one at one point.
69.
The wickets of captain Alistair Cook and Joe Root fell in just six balls.
Root.
Swansea have signed Spanish striker Borja Bastón. They've paid a club record £15.5 million to Atletico Madrid for the player. Finally, England will host Spain in a friendly on November the 15th. The Wembley fixture will be new manager Sam Allardyce's first non-competitive match and comes 4 days after a World Cup qualifier with Scotland. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben, thank you. It's thank your pre-recorded voice. Just Chloe, you'll press a button now.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your latest dose of Jeremy Corbyn and a sanitary towel. We'll be talking to Aidan momentarily about that dark few days. It's a book.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage. Go back to medieval times. So, the pocketbook of boners. Good afternoon then, welcome along. If you're just joining us, you are listening to a compendium of schoolboy howlers and mistakes in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and today on the programme, well, you could say good riddance if you were a Leave voter.
Yeah, I'm back.
In haikus, DJ Ying Ying.
Did he play piano?
Racist. There's been no "all my friends are dead dinosaurs." What the F word Christ was that?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant
right then, let's get it on, as Marvin Gaye would say. Only to be copied by Ed Sheeran. But where Marvin Gaye was talking, of course, let's get it on about sexy intercourse. I'm talking about a radio programme of sorts. Well, this one, if I'm being specific. So, in effect, because I'm not talking about sex intercourse, I'm talking about radio program. I'm not copying Marvin Gaye. And although some say that between 1 and 4 on a weekday afternoon on Britain's 34th most popular national radio station out of a possible 39 is a viable alternative to sexy intercourse, I am hereby highlighting the differences, to be clear, between this show and the work of the American singer-songwriter, musician and pioneer of the sound of Motown, Marvin Gaye, and the ill-conceived collection of seemingly random bits of noise and talking contained herein. And I do that lest the Marvin Gaye estate sue us, as with Ed Sheeran. But I'm going to stick my neck out and say we can be sure of one thing. If Marvin Gaye were still alive now, he certainly would not be welcome in Sainsbury's in Hackney, due to the fact that his name is quite literally gay, and that's the branch that threw out those two men for holding hands a couple of days ago. Honestly, if the late Marvin Gaye went in the Hackney branch of Sainsbury's to buy a box of sugar puffs, all hell would actually break loose. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and here we go then, to use an Olympic diving analogy, jumping off the high of Julia Hartley Brewer at 1 o'clock and somersaulting all the way down to 4 o'clock, where we aim to make a perfect 10-point entry into Sam Delaney. And I expect by now you're wondering exactly what we're packing in our tight broadcasting trunks for you to gawp at with your ears between now and then. Well, allow me to elucidate. There's headline hijackery, of course, that's along shortly. You are invited to help Victoria, whose mouth goes like this.
Like this.
To write the news, except where her news is usually true, weather information not included. Yours should be, not to put too fine a point on it, balls. Make up a story, wang it this way like an untruthful welly, and you could see your made-up story make the actual news bulletin at 2 p.m. masquerading as truth. And we do it to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Lunchtime, people pop out for lunch, they get back, switch the radio on at 2. First thing they hear, Victoria's news, and they believe what she's saying. However, your news lie is there to befuddle them. 87222 for
your... Start your message with the word talk.
Examples of it, please. You can also use Talk Radio at Twitter.
Start your message... Sorry.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you want.
There'll be a lonely lunch clubber inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Well, I say that, it depends on whether Cass or not can work the phones, unlike yesterday when the simple act of answering one somehow eluded her. Are you lunching alone? Then simply let us know and we'll assume the role of friend, colleague, mentor and chat you through your solo sandwich. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email if you want to get involved in that. Work experience punditry, as previously mentioned, is Rue today. Rue is joining.
Rue.
Rue. Part man, part radio voice. He'll be reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff, importantly, for free, due to Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us as well for Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal, in which he rocks up, well, rolls up to tell us an unbroadcastable joke, the setup of which is on the programme, and to get the punchline to it, you have to download our podcast. That's how it works. The news in haikus. We will be out as well on the streets to find out what the people think. We will have a diversity paper review where each day a different diversity comes in to review the papers. Today it's Xena, who is our black one. Big debate is at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win a chicken or a beef or a section of lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. That's later on as well. That's also a kind of budget thing. We also welcome friend of the show, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, who will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. All that, plus we've got a spaniel with a brain tumour and a Norfolk Terrier in chronic pain. No, sorry, hang on, that last one's not us. That's Super Vet Bionic Pets on Channel 4.
Oh.
So I always get mixed up, don't I? Super Vets on Channel 4 and this show. I'm always... Sorry about that. Ginger Dave is not producing. I'll be honest, I saw him leaving the Groucho last night with a student, so we're likely not to see him for a few days. Ass Prodcast is through the glass.
Yeah, not for long.
Good. Chloe's on buttons.
Hi!
Yes, Victoria's suckling at the news teat.
I don't want to encourage that vision.
Paid intern Cornelius is now recreating the man hug that men synchronised divers do after winning a medal. Recreating. You've seen them on the front of all the papers, haven't they? All hugging. Come on.
Are we hugging?
Come on. Let's hug like divers, Con. Come on. Come on.
You're not in your pants.
Hug me now. Hug me now. Squeeze harder.
Victoria, nobody wants to see them.
Harder. Yeah, but it's inaccurate, isn't it?
Squeeze it.
We're just wrestling now.
Okay.
Now it's awkward.
We'll get thrown out of Hackney Sainsbury's for that. I am John Holmes, and this is your Thursday afternoon Talk Radio thing from Talk Radio. Past 1:13. Let's start with some music. Life, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio.
Tequila in his heartbeat, his face full of gasoline. It kept his motor running, but it never kept him clean. They say he loved adventure, Ricky's a wild world. He married trouble, had a car chipper with a gun. Bang, bang, shoot him up, but the body.
You'll probably want to know why I'm playing Skid Row's magnificent classic, 18 and Life. Skid Row there, lead singer Sebastian Bach.
I've never heard that song.
Well, I bet your life has improved in the last 2.5 minutes.
No, I didn't like it.
Listening to Skid Row's 18 and life.
Why, John? Why?
If you've got a question, you know how to put your hand up. Guitar. You are looking at me like I am some kind of idiot.
Yes.
But you do still have your hand up because you clearly have a question.
My arm is now hurting.
Yes. What's your question?
Why are you playing Skid Row, this song?
18 and Life.
Yes.
The classic.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, Cornelius.
Why?
It's because when this came out in off of the 80s, and I may have played it loudly in my bedroom, an air guitared...
What?
Both willy and nilly to it. I can tell you now, and that's what I told my dad I was doing when he came in, right? I'm air guitaring dad, right? And because he said, what the hell is this racket? He said, what the hell is this racket? Which leads me neatly to today's big story. Tennis. My dad said, what's that racket? What do you play tennis with?
Tennis balls.
And?
Nets.
And?
Ball boys.
Yes.
Umpire.
Yes.
High chair.
Yes.
For the umpire to sit on.
Yes.
Referee.
Yes.
Andrew Castle.
I'll tell you it's a racket. Oh, so, okay. Of course, the big story is of whether or not poisoning has occurred in tennis. So what I'm going to need to talk to is a poisoning correspondent, someone who knows about sports. Aspod Cass is through the glass.
What?
Could you get a guest for us next to talk to about the dangers of poisoning in sports?
On the phone?
Yes, if you want.
Do you think I can manage that?
I don't know, Cass. I didn't really manage it yesterday.
Well, I'll just leave then.
Come on, guys.
Could you get us one? We may or may not have a guest on a telephone next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall Vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends August 18th. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The A65 in North Yorkshire remains closed. Skipton Road, it's shut both ways between Helifield and Gargrave after an accident this morning. Through Lincolnshire, the A15 is closed at the Navenby Junction near Lincoln Recovery after an accident there earlier today. Southbound M6 in Cheshire looking really slow towards Junction 19 at Knutsford as you head into the roadworks. And on the A1 in Nottinghamshire, there's a broken down tractor. It's northbound at the Tuxford Junction, the junction of the A6075. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in. Of course, Talk Radio is very much the home of reaction. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, lots coming in. Ed Sheeran says, well, I've recently been accused of plagiarising Marvin Gaye, and let me assure you, this will... Whilst there is an obstacle in my career, there ain't no mountain high enough. And the bosses here say that she comes from a Fleet Street background and therefore we should all tolerate her abuse.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Cornelius, have you got a reaction? You can react at 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about the big story. This talk of divers being rewarded for falling, the tricky business of falling into some water, and some of that water containing something or other that makes it go green. By the way, I've heard algae and sun cream, but so far no one's suggested someone going for a crafty wee in it after eating asparagus. But spare a thought now for another victim of someone putting a thing into another thing, to wit, Gabriella Taylor, who it seems may have been deliberately poisoned at Wimbledon. The first scandal of its kind since Great Uncle Bulgaria popped some Rohypnol into Madame Cholet's pudding. That's not a euphemism. Deliberate sabotaging in sport, then. It's an issue? Is it an issue? Well, if it isn't, let's pretend it is so that we can get some time filling mileage out of it, like some kind of talk radio show. On the line to help me fill that time is sports thing. Ben, it's Ben from the sport. Ben Fletcher, hello, Ben.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's important.
Yeah, poisoning in sport, Ben. Jen, broadly, what do we kind of make of this?
Well, it's sadly nothing new. It's been going on for a long, long time. Everyone remembers it's been 50 years since the 1966 World Cup, which England famously won. Everyone knows the names Jeff Hurst, you know, Tony Banks, among others. Not many people will know the name Bradley Boggins III. He was due to start up front for England, and one day he was the victim of a very serious poisoning incident. He was out feeding his blue tits in the garden.
What?
One of them landed on him, and some leftover SS agents from the Second World War had actually trained these garden birds to administer leftover cyanide, which had been put into the bird's mouth. It landed on Bradley Boggins III, him, and he wasn't to appear in a 1966 World Cup. So very serious, terrible abuse of the rules, really. But because Anglo-German relations at that point were quite good, they just covered it up, and as they did in those days so often, they just got on with it.
So it's, it's interesting how these things now come to light, isn't it? I mean, let's look broadly as well at the Olympics, because there's this controversy, and I know you know about it, Ben, with the green pool. Now there are some suggestions that that is a poisoned pool, and I don't know whether you can shed any light on that. Another idea is that the pool was overnight surreptitiously so the water was taken out. And what is it? It's dope. It's the Russians snuck in and put watery drugs in there. And then the idea is when the Russians swim through it, they drink it.
They drink it and they therefore get what they need and they perform very well.
And no one will know. No one knows they're doing it. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what do we know? What do we know of that?
Well, I've heard that from very reliable sources over there in Rio. Another very, very similar story, which is it's gathering a lot of momentum over there in South America, is that the colour of the water is actually intended for some of the large drugs gangs over there in Brazil. So depending on what colour the water of the diving pool is will determine where the lorry load of whichever counterfeit product is and what gang will actually get to go and do what they need to do. So they're now using pools to communicate with the underground in Brazil to move around their contraband products.
So it's a code system, yeah.
It's a code system. So if you happen to see later on, there's some swimming and some diving later on this afternoon.
Yeah.
We're told that blue is meant for a certain type of gang. If it's red, that means forget it. The police, the feds are onto us. Go home.
Yep.
Unsubstantiated reports at this stage, but gathering lots and lots of pace.
All right. Let's broaden it out to be broad in a broader sense. Is this about, if it's about who is fittest, and that is arguably what the Olympics is about, isn't it? Right. So if it was just a pool of poison, right, if everyone dived into it, right, then whoever lives the longest after that posthumously gets a medal, because what you're doing is testing their fitness, aren't you?
You're testing their fitness, you're testing their immune systems. There could be some great opportunities for the medical profession, drugs professions. You know, we could all of a sudden see money from Calpol coming in, for example, just to name one particular type of brand.
Should be clear that other brands of Calpol are available.
Other brands are available, of course, but it's a world of opportunity. Yeah. And people give their all in sport, and why not start giving their lives in the interest of being the best?
Yeah, just one quick question, Ben. Where are you?
I'm in the office at the moment. I'm just preparing for the bulletin. Watching a bit of cricket, keeping an eye on the sport.
I know you are, but weirdly, I don't know why you're on the phone when you literally threw that door. So
I could just pop in and see you, couldn't I?
That would make more sense.
Why on earth we're wasting the money on phone bills in this day and age when I could just physically come in and say hi? I don't know whose decision that was. Yeah. It was a bit of a strange one. Yeah.
You put the phone down.
I put the phone down and here we are, live on air.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It makes much more sense.
It does make much more sense.
Especially given Ask Podcast's ability with phone operation. I don't know why we didn't try this in the first place. Ben, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. That's Ben. He's from TalkSport, our correspondent there this afternoon regarding the widespread, as we know, historically as well, poisoning. In sport, messages coming in, and thank you for them. John, I'm sure I saw in the coverage last night the heavy metal band Poison playing at the side of the pool, which was putting the athletes off. I mean, that's taking it to a new level, isn't it? This is in the pool. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, they were at the side of a gymnastics mat, and then they were later spotted, the band Poison from the 80s, in scuba gear at the bottom of the diving pool performing their hit Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And that's, as we know, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Every Night Has Its Door, Every Cowboy sings a sad, sad song. And a lot of people are saying that they think the idea of putting cowboys singing sad, sad songs next to Olympic sporting events is tantamount to Poison. So... Mm. A lot of reactions coming into this.
Yes, lots coming in, John. According to @person, she won't drink barley water anymore. She won't go near this stuff.
Yep.
And @goodidea has said, we should ban all poisoning.
Yeah, no, and I think a lot of people will agree with that. Should we ban poisoning in any situation, really? Get in touch, 87222. Alice Cooper's Lips. You remember he did that song Poison. There's also rumours that Alice Cooper's lips were, after he kissed some poison, were dropped into the Olympic swimming pool, which when it go green. There's more rumours coming out about that. So 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
@talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if we can bring you any more news on it as it breaks this afternoon, of course, you can rely on Talk Radio to do that. Still to come on the programme today, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to win some meat, all you have to do is text us with your name on it. 87... Don't do the start your message. We've just heard that. It's fine.
But you do have to start your message with the word talk.
Yeah, but don't say it because it's annoying.
Okay, I won't say. Start your message with the word talk.
It's annoying. Text us with your name on it.
And the word talk.
And... you could well be in the running to play today's game of Dead or Alive, in which you can win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb is your choice. Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well in the next half an hour. If you're lunching alone, you can also get in touch. We will call you back. Well, we'll give it a shot. I mean, Cass is in charge, anything could happen. But we'll give it a shot on Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 1:30. Here we are. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Police are investigating whether a rising British tennis star was poisoned during this year's Wimbledon Championships. 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor was forced to withdraw from the girls' junior tournament with an illness, which led to her spending 4 days in intensive care. Former British tennis player Bowie Cowan has told Talk Radio it means players won't be able to let their food and drink out of sight.
What's to say that someone couldn't tamper their water with performance enhancing drugs so they make sure that they fail a drugs test? I mean, it's shocking to even think about that, but if this is true as what's happened to Gabriella, then if someone's gone to that length, her life was at risk.
A Chinese company with a stake in the now-delayed Hinkley Point nuclear project in Somerset has been accused of spying by the United States. A man linked to the firm is expected in court next week over claims he plotted to steal US nuclear technology. There's been a near miss between a drone and a passenger plane. The aircraft was carrying 62 people as it approached Newquay Airport on Tuesday afternoon. Fighting has continued in Aleppo in Syria during a supposed three-hour ceasefire. The city is the subject of a bitter war between rebel forces and those under the command of President Bashar al-Assad. And the TUC has welcomed a government list naming and shaming 200 companies who failed to pay workers the minimum wage. But the trade union wants to see more firms face prosecution for underpaying staff. It says some examples on the list are truly eye-watering. The weather: heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland, drier elsewhere this afternoon with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you. I mean, I honestly can't thank you enough, actually.
Well,
I mean, what would
then
be enough? What would, I mean, what level would be enough out of, I don't know, 100?
Well,
100 being the most thanks.
Yep.
And 1 being no thanks at all.
I like you thanking me a lot. If anything, I wish you gave me free stuff for doing your news.
Like what?
Drinks, snacks. Nothing outlandish.
Well, Don't they pay you enough?
Well, I just thought it'd be a nice gesture if you like it so much.
Put a ring on it.
That wasn't what I was referring to.
Okay. It's gone weird now. Right.
It's your fault.
No, it's not. I asked a perfectly reasonable question. That was Victoria. She had the news. Lonely Lunch Club on the way very shortly. Also headline hijack. Chloe will now press a button and something will happen.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's a time. Yes, we want your made-up news stories. Ask me why. Cornelius.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were waiting for someone to text Talk and the word why in.
Why? Well, I could wait for that.
No, don't.
If someone just texts in the word why, then I'd just wait for that to happen before I carry on and explain it if you want.
Well, I could just say it.
Yeah, but as an experiment, I mean, we could just sit here and wait for someone to text the word, what, 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write
the word why.
Yeah, just see how it happens. We are the 34th most listened to radio station nationally out of a possible 39, so how long can it take?
I don't know. Well, there's a whole thing where whoever does it would have to invest 25p into this joke. Plus their standard network rate. Is it coming yet?
Yes, it has, from Mr. Biscuit.
Yes!
He's literally tweeted the word why. So it's free. You didn't have to pay.
Well, I did say text.
But I'll take that. It's fine.
Oh, fine. Answer him then.
I can't remember what the question was.
No, neither can I. Headline hijack.
Oh, that's it.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the news at 2 o'clock... Mr. Biscuits and anyone else who was wondering, was it's the news, isn't it? It contains the news. It contains facts.
Yeah.
Someone's actually texted it now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. There's no name on it, but someone has actually texted
it. We will text you back. Yeah. We won't.
Yeah, what? Anyway, so here's why. Because at 2 o'clock, Victoria will have the news again. It comes around so fast, doesn't it? And it will contain mostly truths. But we, as you will know as a regular listener, want to put a made-up news story in there to fool the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That's why we call it Headline Hijack. And you're very encouraged to join in with making up that news story on the aforementioned number and or tweet. Here's some examples of what's come in so far. We also print them off to waste even more money and time and paper. Here we go. Following an incident, this is from Dave. Following an incident in a Sainsbury's supermarket in which a gay couple were asked to leave for holding hands, the store have said they're willing to prove they're not homophobic by hosting a gay orgy in the shop this weekend. So if you if you'd like to indulge in a gay...
Which store is it?
Hackney. A gay orgy in Sainsbury's, then that's what they're doing to apologise.
You get nectar points.
Quite right, too. In a manner of speaking, you do. Unexpected item in the bagging area is the password to get in. What have you got, Cornelius?
This is coming from Michael, who says that rail staff for the Eurostar have been criticised for announcing a strike for the August bank holiday, but not explaining their reasons why. When they were approached for comment by Talk Radio, a spokesperson said, "Sorry, we can't speak now, we're just heading into a tunnel."
Who's the name?
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. What do we have here? Donald Trump has come out with another controversial statement after saying... at a speech in Ohio that he believes the toilet roll should be put on the holder with the loose end on the side of the wall.
Oh, no, that's too far.
I mean, there's a lot of debate about which how a toilet roll should hang, I know. This, presumably, he's talking about on the other side of the wall he's going to build across across the United States to stop the Mexicans
presumably
getting in. There's going to be a giant toilet roll for anyone Mexican who wishes to defecate on Trump's wall. But that's not the most controversial bit.
No.
The most controversial bit is which way the toilet roll hangs, because nobody can decide. I mean, what?
Well, it's got to go nearest the toilet, furthest away from the wall.
Yeah, but aesthetically speaking...
No, that looks better.
No, I disagree.
You're an idiot,
I think it's like a blind.
You support Donald Trump, then.
It's like a roller blind, isn't it?
You want to ban Muslims, is that what it is?
That is what I'm saying. But without using those exact words, a roller blind, right, hangs, doesn't it, with the long bit next to the window or door window, the window, right?
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
true.
Hang over the. Weirdly, I have a roller blind, right, that mysteriously on its own flips round and hangs the other way, and I can't figure it out in a kitchen, right, and it's like.
Right.
Yeah, so look, roller blind,
yeah.
Hangs near the window.
Yeah.
So the roll at the top. But for some reason, I look at it some days and it's the other way around. I can't figure it out. Does it itself. Anyway, toilet paper.
That's an amazing way to freak someone out.
It's really freaking me out. It's like paranormal activity in my house.
Paranormal minor activity.
Yeah, not very interesting activity. Slightly perplexing activity. Anyway, doesn't matter. But anyway, that's... Who sent that one in?
Don't know.
Not me. Right, so have you got another one?
Yeah, all right. This
whatever.
This is coming from Tom, who says that the International Olympic Committee have had to cancel all swimming and diving events after it has become clear that the pools have been turning green because they are infected with the Zika virus.
Zika virus. Yeah,
sorry.
That's right, isn't it? There's a lot of people saying that it's that pool could... Well, we talked about this earlier, of course, didn't we? The fact that the Russians perhaps have been to the pool when it's closed and filled it with dope. And so that when they swim through it, everyone else just swims through it and breathes. But the Russians go through it and they drink the pool water.
Really?
But no, you see, then no one knows because they're underwater drinking the pool water.
That would take ages to do, though. Because just to give some perspective about the size of the pool.
Yes.
It's actually the size of one Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yes, I know. And you
that would take ages to dope.
You don't think they're that big, do you, the actual Olympic-sized swimming pool?
No.
But it is, you're right, it's the size of an Olympic. And weirdly, as we were talking about this yesterday, the international ways of measuring area are the Olympic size swimming pool, the football pitch.
Football pitches.
And Wales.
Yeah.
And you know, you can fit two Olympic size swimming pools and some more of them in a football pitch, but you can fit two blue whales in an Olympic size swimming pool with room left over for sperm whales, which are smaller.
Yes.
And that's how you measure things. Anyway, if you've got a made-up news story and you'd like to get it into the news at 2 o'clock, 8 7 2 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll meet a lonely lunch clubber next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Everyday low prices at TradePoint. Large dial sharp sand, just £1.21 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A65 in North Yorkshire remains closed. Skipton Road, it's shut both ways between Helifield and Gargrave after an accident this morning. Through Lincolnshire, the A15 is closed at the Navenby Junction near Lincoln Recovery after an accident there earlier today. Southbound M6 in Cheshire looking really slow towards Junction 19 at Knutsford as you head into the roadworks. And on the A1 in Nottinghamshire, there's a broken down tractor. It's northbound at the Tuxford Junction, the junction of the A6075. I'm Dave Stamford.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way very shortly indeed. If you're lunching alone, then your chance to get involved in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, becoming inducted into it. We play the role of virtual friend, colleague and mentor by having a slightly awkward conversation like you would with someone at work that you don't really know very well, possibly near the photocopier. But ahead of that, of course, there's a small matter of the news, and there's been a lot of it about, of course, more medals in the Olympics. There has been the tragic story of the potential poisoning of the Wimbledon player. There's a judge who did a swear.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I saw it on the papers.
Yes, on the papers
on,
today.
It was on the papers.
On the
pop-out paper.
Yes.
Yeah, it's judge. Swore and slapped you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a free gift with the mail.
Yeah.
And I don't mind telling you that when I heard that story about the, if you haven't heard it, what it is that there was let's call him a chav in a in the dock.
He's a horrible man.
He's broken 9 ASBOs, and he appears to be a racist man.
Yeah, she was right.
And he called her the he called her in the court the C word. I understand.
Dear.
Yes, and she called it right back to him.
Well, she was under oath, so she had to speak the truth.
Yes, and all that I thought when I read that is that's what you are. So, you know, round it, that's how people talk about you behind your back.
Me?
Yes. So,
who?
What?
Who does? Is it Julia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Fine. Right, but what I'm getting at here is that the news, in all its forms, is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, Cornelius, allow us to help you, because this is where we take time out to explain the news by breaking it down to its component parts, of course. And if you do that with news, if you strip all the layers away, you know as well as I do that you end up with Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Wimbledon poison. Ing plot. Police investig. 8 a crime racket.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we come to the part of the programme here on Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons marked Lonely Lunch Club. And yes, yes, this is for you if you are for any reason at all lunching alone, be it at work, be it in your car, be it at home, whatever the reason. We'd like to hear from you, because this is where you get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and we can make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And that is the point, as we play virtual friend and colleague to you. Able to chit about this and chat about that, any subject you kind of like, really. And on the phone is today's inductee. He's called Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Talk Radio.
Hello there. A generic
Hi.
Greeting. So, nice to talk to you, Frank. What are you, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing?
At the moment, I'm pacing up and down in a very large room, entirely on my own, in an almost empty building in the middle of Dublin.
Right. The obvious question now is why?
Well, it's because of hot desking. Because I'm a consultant, and I work with consultants, and we hot desk.
Yes.
Which means that they come and go all the time. And I'm generally left here. So I'm very often on my own, eating in this building.
Yeah, and what
they're off out consulting.
Yes, as they're wont to do. What is your area of consulting expertise, Frank?
IT.
IT, right. So
yes, computers, architecture, programming, all of it.
Quite a boring one. So, I mean, how many people normally, on the average day, would populate your large building, would you say?
About 5.
Right.
At different times.
And how many could you fit in that building if it's that low?
Oh, God. Well, on this floor alone, I think I could easily fit 50. So
right.
You're looking at 150, and then if we include the stairs, it could go up to about 200.
Yeah. So what I'm going to suggest here is that if you had a consultant in who's... the object of his consultancy was perhaps workspaces, then you could become more efficient, and your overheads would reduce. I mean, I'm now giving you consultancy advice for free, really, it seems. But what I'm suggesting is you could, with the 5 of you, just move to smaller premises, couldn't you?
Yes, thank you. That's very good advice. I'm taking that down. I've got a note of that now.
Yes.
I'll tell the others when they get back.
Do. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're welcome, by the way. What are you eating for lunch?
Well, it's crisps.
Yeah. Classic.
A hoisin duck roll.
Yes.
Some paracetamol and a bag of licorice all sorts.
Good. Well, I mean, that's got all the food groups, hasn't it? All that.
Yes, I think it's, I could go all day on that.
I mean, don't take all of the paracetamol, would be my advice.
Mm. No, it's just a small, like, snack.
Yes.
A small lunch amount.
It's a snack acetamol. They do those now.
Yes.
Don't they?
Yes.
It's like when they brought out, you know, the sort of snack version of a Mars bar or something.
But you fun can size.
Yeah. Fun size, yeah. And, you,
size,
and they've got, they call it
paracetamol, yeah.
Yeah, they call it snack acetamol. It's
yeah.
it's not in tablet form, it's a bar. It's weird. It's like a bar of paracetamol. You just nibble it according to how much you're ill.
Yes. So that's me in a large room on my own with my bar of fun-sized paracetamol, yes.
Good. What, well, you know the rules, of course, to get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We are able to play Colleague. I mean, I've already dipped my toe, if you like, to use an Olympics analogy, into the green water of the workplace with my consultancy advice there. But, I mean, is there anything you'd like to chat about, as though we had just maybe passed each other on those stairs that you mentioned moments ago?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is football, because I'm looking at a very large football table here in this room, and it's part of the company. They provide this so we can play football on it.
Yes.
But nobody ever does.
No, I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? Because companies think that at one point, like, everyone took a leaf out of the model of Google's office and tried to make it all, like, trendy with beanbags, to make it, you know, fewer like a workplace. And it's hateful, isn't it?
It is. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to go in and go, oh, what a fun place to work. But it's actually completely the opposite, because all it shows you is what you can't do.
Yeah.
What you can never do, because if anyone actually catches you playing football, then, you know, you're not working.
No, that's a very good point you make. Has anyone ever played it, even when it was first installed?
Well, I wasn't here when it was first installed, but I can sort of tell by looking at it that it doesn't look like it's ever been played.
Yeah.
I mean, the players are all rowed up perfectly, and there's just something about it. There's an air of absolute neglect about it.
Yeah. Any evidence of doping in this sport? What I'm thinking is, this is just, again, I'm going to give you some workplace advice for free.
Thank you. Right. Yes, this is like how not to be lonely consulting.
This is exactly what this service is, so I'm glad you appreciate that. I'm going to say, so when someone gets back to the office, when you're no longer alone, challenge them to a game of football, but before they get back, smear some of your bar of paracetamol on one of the teams, thereby doping your team and thus giving you an advantage in the afternoon game of football that is about to unfold.
That's very good. I think I can set that up.
Yeah.
I think I will actually do that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll go for that.
Good. Anything else you'd like to briefly chat about? Just, you know, idly?
Don't know. What else am I looking at?
Don't know.
A lot of pot plants. Looking at those.
Pot plants, is that a good chat discussion for an office workplace, I suppose? Mm. I suppose it could be. I mean,
have you watered the plants?
Good. See, now, Cornelius. Cornelius is getting. I haven't introduced you properly. Cornelius, this is Frank. He works in IT consulting.
Oh, hi, Frank.
This is Cornelius.
Hello, Cornelius.
I actually had a problem. My hard drive won't connect to the Dell computers in the Talk Radio office, but they will to all other computers. Do you know where that is?
Good.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is. Absolutely. That's a Dell hard drive bug from 1973, which I can, for a small fee, I can explain further.
Yes.
Well, you know, I gave you all my workplace advice for free, so now I think you're taking the P word, aren't you?
Well, you know, on and off again.
Yeah.
Standard advice.
Good. Gets paid for that. Frank. That's it, Frank. I mean, you know, your time is up, I have to say.
Okay.
But you are inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very pleased about that.
Good. I hope we made your lunchtime fewer lonely. If you've... that's Frank. If he's in Dublin, in a building that's far too big for him, and he has in front of him some plastic footballers that he's doped with a bar of snack acetamol, If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, well, you can do so. And you can do it by emailing us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back, and you could be in to idly chit and chat about this or that, as you've just heard. Now, today's texting. Now I know you're going to be impressed with this, so get ready.
Okay.
So last night, I went...
Wait, I'm not ready.
You ready now?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the world premiere of, let's say, mixed reviewed David Brent film, the new Ricky Gervais, right? And I went along there, and you'll never guess the level of people, you know. I went on the red carpet.
Yeah.
You'll never guess who, I mean, I saw a celebrity.
Who?
I saw a Rizzle Kick. one of a Rizzle Kick. I don't know. And I didn't know that who it was. Someone had to tell me.
Was it Jordan?
Is that a Rizzle Kick?
That is a Rizzle Kick. I don't know the other one's name.
No. Well, I don't know which of them it was. But the Rizzle Kick nodded.
At you?
I don't know. It looked like it, but I wasn't sure. Could have been someone behind me.
Mm.
But anyway, I spotted a Rizzle Kick. Spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted. A Rizzle
Kick. Spotted.
Spotted. On the red carpet.
Wow.
So today's texting, and this is something we do semi-regularly when one of us has seen a major celebrity out and about, is Spotted. Your
Spotted.
Your Spotted.
Spotted.
Of... Very welcome. If you'd like to share them with us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the word
Spotted.
Although you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. Are we on Facebook as well or something?
Yes.
Are we? What's that?
Facebook.com.
Fine. And
Spotted.
Yes. Tell us who you've spotted doing what.
Spotted someone last night.
Who did you spot?
Spotted Radio X Weekend Morning presenter Jack Saunders.
Yes.
Moshing with some teenagers who are considerably smaller than him at the 100 Club last night at the Slaves gig.
Did you?
Yes.
Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
This has just come in as well. Let me just find the Spotted that I've got here. Spotted! Say Spotted till I found
spotted.
It. Keep saying it because I haven't found it yet.
Spotted!
And a bit more.
Spotted!
And again.
Spotted!
Yep.
Spotted!
Got it. Spotted! Spotted!
Spotted!
Spotted!
Spotted!
Spotted!
Spotted.
The woman who was... This has come in from Lucy. The woman spotted...
Spotted.
The woman who was Sinead on Hollyoaks in Little, suction cupping the marrows. Spotted.
Spotted.
You know the suction cups that are fashionable at the Olympics? They put them on, don't they? With the suction cups.
Yeah, yeah. All right, no need to kiss me on the cheek, John.
Well, I do like you. We'll get thrown out of Sainsbury's for that. The woman who was Sinead on Hollyoaks in Little, suction cupping the marrows.
Spotted.
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 If you've got a spotted...
Spotted!
Let us know who it was and what they were doing. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then the word...
Spotted!
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with spotted.
We'll do work experience...
Spotted!
Look who's through there. He's coming. Spotted.
Spotted.
Rue.
Work experience Rue.
Coming in here.
Through the glass.
Reviewing the technical geeky crap.
Spotted.
That's available.
Spotted.
Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing. When little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
The match winner this week at TradePoint with Dulux Trade. Win a European city break for two to watch one of the world's top teams of your choice. Plus, we've got Premier League tickets, footballs, and thousands of money off vouchers to give away. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday, 14th of August, for your chance to win.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio. At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Thursday, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims of poisoning at Wimbledon. Ceasefire is ignored in Aleppo. And will Matt LeBlanc return to Top Gear?
Talk Radio.
Police are investigating whether a young British tennis player who became seriously ill during the quarterfinal of Wimbledon was deliberately poisoned. Gabriella Taylor's agent says the 18-year-old is slowly recovering from the physical and emotional ordeal, which saw her spend 4 days in intensive care. Former British tennis player Barry Cowan has told Talk Radio he's never heard of a case like it.
It's shocking that even someone could think about doing something like that, let alone carry it out. And obviously with it being such a high-profile tournament as Wimbledon, where, you know, even the juniors, even though there's no money, prize money on offer, the rewards further down the line are huge.
A Chinese company with a stake in the planned Hinkley Point project has been accused of spying to steal nuclear technology. A man linked to the China General Nuclear Power Company is due in court following claims made by the United States. He denies the accusations. Police are looking to reports of a near miss between a drone and a commercial flight approaching Newquay Airport. 62 people were on board a plane coming into land on Tuesday afternoon when the device apparently flew alongside it. A 3-hour daily ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo is being ignored. Russia has reportedly agreed to speak to the United Nations to try to work out a deal to pause fighting between the rebel forces and the government. Yesterday, at least 4 people were killed in a suspected chlorine gas attack there. Alan McDonald from Save the Children says the situation is making it impossible to deliver aid.
It's obviously a security issue when the bombs are falling, but even if the bombs did stop for 3 hours, 3 hours really isn't long enough to be able to actually get the supplies, get into the city, get out of the city again safely. So we really need something much, much longer than the 3 hours.
A man has died after becoming trapped under a car in his garage in the Highlands last night. The 54-year-old was working on the vehicle at his home when it happened. Police say his death is not suspicious. An emotional video of a mother whose daughter's in a coma after not wearing a helmet when she fell off her skateboard has gone viral.
I don't know what quality of life she's going to have if she makes it through the next few days. My beautiful, beautiful girl.
That's Emma Fairthorne, who's calling on skateboarders to wear protective gear following 19-year-old George's crash last week. She remains in hospital following brain surgery. And Matt LeBlanc says he doesn't know if he's still a Top Gear presenter. He was asked by reporters about future plans for the show when promoting his new sitcom, Man with a Plan, in the United States. He admitted he wasn't sure what was happening with it, but did say he'd like to return for another series.
Talk Radio National Weather. Spotted.
Heavy and persistent rain over northwest.
Hang on, what?
Spotted.
No.
Why did you just salute me?
For those about to talk, we salute you.
Oh, well done. Heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland, dry elsewhere with highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. 3 minutes past 2 o'clock. Chloe's going to press a button now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers could really do with a good second session on day one of the fourth test with Pakistan. After struggling before lunch, England have moved on to 101 for four. The wickets of captain Alistair Cook and Joe Root fell in just 6 balls this morning. Swansea have signed Spanish striker Borja Bastón. They've paid a club record £15.5 million to Atletico Madrid for the player. England will host Spain in a friendly on November the 15th. The Wembley fixture will be new manager Sam Allardyce's first non-competitive competitive match and comes 4 days after a World Cup qualifier with Scotland.
Whatever.
Finally, Team GB hope for more gold medals at the Rio Olympics today. The men's rugby sevens side are a big hope this evening, while Catherine Granger could become Britain's most decorated female Olympian. She goes in the double sculls rowing this afternoon with Vicky Thornley. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the diplomatic phone call between the Prime Minister Theresa May and Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which they pledged to agree ties, the relationship between the two world leaders is said to be progressing very well. Some political commentators are speculating that the pair could soon be seen going on a first date, with Nando's being muted as a potential venue.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was the news with Victoria, and the sport with pre-recorded Ben Fletcher. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holm.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then. Everybody salute. There we go. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, the UK's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. And that is a fact backed up by statistics. Well done, everyone. And it's the afternoon bit of that heady success story. I am John Holmes. Today on the show, the programme, the showgram, then we are giving away a suction cup. It's all the rage, of course, amongst the Olympic athletes. Rubber cup applied to the skin, which they say helps promote healing, but which everyone else says makes them look like a version of Jeffrey Archer's spotty back going up and down on that prostitute that he lied about paying off in his 1997 libel trial. But they're all the rage, suction cups, I mean, not prostitutes. So we're giving one away this afternoon. To be honest, it's not a medical one, it's just a Talk Radio branded mug, but if you apply it to your bare torso and get a friend to punch it into your ribs, you'll end up with a fashionable Olympic bruise, just like the stupid ones on Michael Phelps. It's the Talk Radio branded mug suction cup competition giveaway, only on Talk Radio. Let's do some work experience punditry. Is here, and he is reviewing geeky gadgety stuff, as is his wont. He is our work experience pundit, or one of them certainly, and the reason he's here, apart from to review those things, is because he's free, because it's work experience punditry, all thanks to Talk Radio's ill-judged employment knowledge. Right, Roo, hello.
Hello.
Good.
It's good to be back.
Yes. Yes. So, when did we last? About 3 weeks ago, probably.
Something
like that.
You came and saw Bob, didn't you? Bob Mills?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I did.
When Bob Mills just stole all my features?
No. We did the one thing from this show.
Yes.
That we thought would be nice to carry on.
Oh, I agree. I'm not.
To remind people that you were hadn't been sacked.
It was in your memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely fine. And how did Bob Mills react to your gadgets that you?
Yeah, it was good. I don't think he was particularly interested in Sonic the Hedgehog as a video game, but you know, he's out through it anyway, you know.
I mean, I have to ask you why you were talking about Sonic the Hedgehog when it's, you know, 30 years old or something.
Well, you see, that's it's very exciting. They're doing Sonic Mania, which is a game in the style of the old classics, as opposed to the new 3D atrocities we've been seeing.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've discussed that.
Yeah, that's happened.
What's new this week?
There is another little robot thing that's going to be following you and your family around the house. And this one looks like a trash can.
Yeah.
It's the...
I've seen this.
Oh, I see.
It's called...
I thought you were just cheering a trash can.
Yes, finally!
Oh, I love a bin.
No, I don't understand why it needs to look like one, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's got this kind of weird grey matte style, like painted style to it. It just looks rough and ugly.
So what's it for?
It's, well, not for much, to be honest. It's if you can't be bothered to sort of pull your own curtains and attend to your own thermostat, that sort of thing.
That's, both of those aren't euphemisms, by the way.
Thermostat.
It's called the big eye, because it's got a large eye where its lid should be.
Haven't we all?
If it were a trash can.
Yes. So, so what does it do?
It sort of follows you around and does things based on circumstances. So, for instance, you can tell it to give... what is it here? A father asks it to send jackets to his children if the temperature is below a certain threshold. So it's like an IFTTT command. If this, then that.
Right, so let's decide, right? So you're in a house. I'm in my house, and my children are cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of me fetching them a cardigan or something, or I don't know, putting the heating on.
Yes,
I tell a grey bin to tell them to put their jackets on.
Well,
or does it go and fetch them?
No. It doesn't fetch the jackets. It either. You ask it to remind you to tell them to get their jackets on, or you ask it to remind them
to get their jackets. In a cold house.
Because it hasn't tended to the thermostat as you requested it to.
Yeah, so I'm there with it.
Yes, or it's with doing the dishes.
Yes, and I said, "Well, does it do the dishes?"
No, it doesn't do the dishes.
So that's not useful either.
It will remind you to do the dishes,
but only if I tell it to remind me to do the dishes. But I'll already know about the dishes because I'm reminding it to do the dishes. See also. Put a jacket on a cold child. So I in many ways, it's a pointless thing.
Well, yes, but they tend to be. Like, we had a look at Zenbo, which was the iPad on wheels. And that can read...
Sorry, let me stop you. An iPad on wheels. Have I missed this? Yes.
Maybe, I think
we
that
discussed
was...
It.
That was a long time
ago.
Did
I? Was I here
it.
For that?
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be honest, Rue, you tell me things, and the moment you leave the room, they leave my head.
It was an iPad with a face on that had wheels, and it would read bedtime stories to your children and switch the lights off. You know, all that kind of, the basic stuff.
The things you don't need to do.
We're not living in a science fiction movie from, what would it be, sort of like the 80s where everyone's
yes.
got arms and... Like those...
those days when we all had arms. Do you remember those?
No, robots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Wallace and Gromit, that sort of thing, yeah.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's not quite that.
No. Oh, but well, so...
That never really worked out anyway.
How much is this bin that simply does remind you to do something that you've reminded it to tell you to remind?
Well, it's we're dismissing it, but it is quite an amazing accomplishment, in a sense.
Well,
but, I mean, you know, that was impossible so long ago.
Well, yes, but, I mean, I'd rather they pulled the technology and invention into worthy items.
Yeah, it's basically Siri in a bin, isn't it?
There's your tagline. But Siri's stupid as well. It doesn't.
It doesn't do
anything I can't do. And it doesn't understand what you say. You sort of go, oh, get the children to Siri. Hello, get the children to. It's cold in here. Could you tell the children to put their jackets on?
You could have told the children by that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it just says something like, this is your reminder to call the vet. Well, I didn't ask you that, Siri. Siri's an idiot.
It is. More so than it used to be. I seem to remember it being a bit more intuitive than it is now.
Siri in a bin. So...
yes, you could... Well, there's no price at the moment, but you can sign up for updates and to get $50 off when it does make its debut.
A thing that... what's wrong with a bit of pen and a bit of paper and a pen? I want you to just write down... remind children to not freeze to death in house. And then just look, just occasionally glance at that.
It's the kind of thing that if you're a functioning parent, you shouldn't need to remind yourself about anyway.
That's kind of my thought.
But what was scariest, I thought, about the promotional video, which is online, is that it features a song by Robert Shuri Kelly called Yours. The lyrics are, oh, I'm yours and you are mine, etc. But then there's a scene where the robot looks particularly sinister, and the lyrics, let's start a fire, I wanna keep you warm. take.
Well, again, that's terrible advice for children, isn't it? I mean, you know, and again, if I was the sort of person, and I'm not saying I am, that in order to keep my children warm, I would set light to the house they live in, right? Again, I could do that without being reminded to do it by Siri in a bin.
What, being reminded not to set the house alight?
Or indeed, if I thought it was cold enough to warrant setting them or their toys alight to warm them up, which would save me the bother of fetching a cardigan. I don't need the bin's help, is what I'm saying. What have you got next?
Yes. Okay, so next, London buses. They're going to be showing live traffic updates in their rear windows. But it's only being
trialled. They sort of do that now anyway, don't they?
Well, only in the sense that there's a reflection of the traffic jam.
Yeah.
It's only being trialled on Route 344, a six-month trial, similar to how they were running the traffic and weather updates on the top of the cabs. That was a trial as well. Did you find that useful as a pedestrian?
I don't remember ever seeing it.
Really?
Is this just in London?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Glowing triangles on the top of cabs showing, you know, the kind of information you'd see on your iPhone.
Oh, I just assumed it was like an advert for something, so I didn't.
Oh, so you didn't even bother taking it in?
No.
No. Oh, well, that's the trouble with it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So, but this, I suppose, if you're stuck behind a bus, you already know there's a traffic jam because you're stuck behind a bus.
And if you're stuck behind a bus for any extended period of time, you're going to want more exciting reading material than.
Well, why don't they show films? Because if you're stuck behind a bus in a traffic jam, it's basically like, if you think about the scenario of sitting on a plane for a few hours, you've got a screen in front of you on the chair, and so you watch a film. So that would be better, surely, is your choice. And what they could do is issue with, each driver could have a remote, so it could be like a sort of bus Netflix. So you can literally point your remote out of your windscreen while you're sitting in a traffic jam, and just scroll through and choose something you want to watch.
I'd watch Speed.
Ironic, yes.
Yeah, that'd make it go a bit faster.
Yes, it would. But that would be a good idea, wouldn't it? You could do that, then you just catch up on stuff. You can binge. But I mean, I've been stuck long enough behind a bus before now to binge.
Well, the purpose of this, though, is to reduce congestion and to improve the reliability and efficiency of the roads. If you pop Netflix on the back of a bus, you're going to get people purposefully trying to get stuck there to catch up with the latest... No, it's not available on Netflix, is it, Game of Thrones?
Stranger Things.
There we are, yes. That's the big thing right now.
Yeah, well, but yes, all right. But if you're stuck, if you've got... I mean, how does it know your route? I mean, does it give you the immediate traffic in your area, which is, like, just around you, but you already know that because of, you know, windows?
How does the bus know your route?
Yes.
Because it's on a bus route.
Yes, but it doesn't know you're going on that bus route with it, does it? So it could be giving you advice you don't need, is what I'm saying. It's not tailoring it to your journey, is it?
It might be useful to know that there's a traffic jam elsewhere because the repercussions of that jam may affect the route that you're actually going to take. I don't know, I'm not a driver.
Is Jarena Adams involved?
Who's Jarena Adams?
What do you mean, who's Jarena Adams?
Who
she's my favourite character on this show.
Yeah. She's a comedy character we do that gives out travel information.
Oh, right.
She'll be on in a minute.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
She talks like this. I'm Jarena Adams.
Yeah.
But only weirdly when she says the words Jarena Adams. Yeah. The rest of it is quite normal.
Quite normal.
She just sort of reads the travel.
Is Jarena Adams on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm going to follow her if she is.
And she goes, and there are delays on the South Circular in London and problems on the M1. I'm doing it again.
Wait a minute. Is this lady a character or does she exist? I'm confused now.
Well, she purports to exist, but none of us have ever seen her.
Well, look,
we've got to go to the break now.
Anyway, right, fair enough.
So let's listen out. Let's listen out for Jarene. I'm not saying she looks like the back of a bus. But she... I don't know what she looks like. But she does have the travel. We think she exists.
They could pop a nice decal of her there.
Yeah, we don't know. I think, you know. So, anyway, we'll listen out for Jarene Adams.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're fast, kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays in North Yorkshire. The A65 Skipton Road is closed in both directions between Helifield and Gargrave after a vehicle collided with the bridge. In Greater Manchester, the M602, there's two lanes closed eastbound just after the Eccles interchange at the M60 where there's been an accident. Through Navenby in Lincolnshire, the A15 is still closed in both directions because of accident recovery. And traffic on the northbound M5 near Bristol is slow after an earlier accident between junctions 15 and 14. I'm Dave Stanford.
Welcome back. We're going straight over to our next caller, Scott from SR Couriers.
Hey, a shout out to my drivers. If you're delivering on the high street this afternoon, don't forget it's closed off for the street carnival. Park on North Road instead and walk from there. Just don't get swept away with the party vibe. Not naming any names, Snakehip Simon.
You're always looking out for your drivers. So are we. That's why the Volkswagen Caddy comes with advanced safety and comfort from just £199 per month. Search Volkswagen Vans to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. With contract hire. Initial customer rental £597 plus VAT at 20%. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Subject to status until 30 September. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people. On your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the VAT. Brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Wait a moment. Where the hell?
What?
Was Jimmy Adams? What was that?
She walked out after that impression. That's what's happened.
So Dave Stanford.
Dave Stanford's rubbish. He's a pale of imitation of Jermaine Adams.
Not spotted, Jermaine Adams.
No.
Not spotted. By the way, you're spotted. It's very welcome this afternoon. I saw a Rizzle kick yesterday in Leicester Square. So that was exciting. So if you've spotted a celebrity around and about, then we do want to know. A lot of these have been coming in. Thank you very much for them. This from Sue. Spotted. Idris Elba, the actor Idris Elba. Idris Elba. He's the he's the black Idris Elba. He's been spotted.
Spotted.
Playing table tennis with boiled eggs on the forecourt of the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden in London. Idris Elba. With boiled eggs.
Spotted.
Thank you, Sue. Alan Spotted.
Spotted.
Alan Titchmarsh. This has come in from Alan Titchmarsh. Spotted.
Spotted.
Alan Titchmarsh smothering a violin with Factor 50 sun cream and vigorously plucking its strings on Bournemouth Beach.
Spotted.
Alan Titchmarsh.
Spotted.
You've got a spotted.
Spotted.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then put the word
spotted
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word spotted.
Roos here with work experience punditry. If you've just tuned in, we are midway through Rue. Hi, Rue.
Midway through Rue.
Midway through Rue and his work experience punditry. It's reviewing stuff from the perspective of an unpaid work experience. And his area of expertise is very much the geeky, gadgety stuff already. We have discussed Siri in a bin.
Yes.
And something else that I've already forgotten about.
Back of a bus.
The back of a bus. that
stuff.
Tells you the traffic, reminds you that you're stuck behind a bus. What else have we got in the land of geeky, gadgety stuff?
Well, presenters at DEF CON, which is a hacking conference, have revealed that the Wii Vibe 4 Plus, which is an adult toy, regularly shares sensitive information with its creators at Standard Innovations Corporation. So it sends its temperature to the manufacturer every minute and reports whenever you change the vibration level, as well as when you've finished using the item. People are a little worried about what kind of, you know, I mean, people worry about their emails. This is a whole other level.
It really is. I mean, yes. Well,
nobody knows why this data is being collected or where it's going to end up.
Well, it's not. I mean, I don't know why that data is necessarily useful. I mean, I can sort of. Well, I could sort of see. I don't know why I'd want to know the temperature. For me, that's the most sinister part of this whole scenario. I mean, I could sort of see that you could. How do we put this? I'll put this on an afternoon talk radio program. I could understand why the levels might be important, because it would tell them which is the most popular speed.
That's their excuse. Yeah, yes. They want to.
I mean,
know,
for instance, you know, if like the bus in speed, it drops to under 50 miles an hour, does it explode? People would want to know that if you're buying that sort of gadget. And maybe when you've finished is a thing.
What, do they have a league table going?
I mean, in the office, I suppose.
You place your bets.
Yeah.
John Holmes is at it again. Let's see what's see where he finishes up on the leaderboard.
His temperature's quite high. Interesting. What's it called?
It's the Wii Vibe 4... Wii Vibe 4 Plus.
I don't think they should put the word Wii in it either. That sort of sends it in a whole new fetishist direction for me.
Yeah, well, their excuse for gathering the information is, well, A, for market research, and B, for hardware diagnostic purposes.
And C, because they're pervs.
Yeah, but they are, fortunately, in the process of reviewing their data collection policy.
Good. I mean, it's the idea of it being used and it collecting from you is slightly off-putting.
Do you have to be connected to Wi-Fi to use it?
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought of that. Are you paying for a 4G plan or something? I don't know how this works.
A 4G spot?
Very good.
Thank you. I mean, essentially, it would... That's what they should have called it. You know, 4G spot. And then you can...
Yeah, but
you'd have to find... I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I mean, it's going to get you thrown out of Costa. Because, you know, they have a Costa. Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
You know, and if you're going around using it where there's free Wi-Fi, you're not going to last.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. I want to say not going to last. I mean, you're not going to... You know, unless you're particularly aroused by paninis.
Well, they'd know. Yeah. They'd have that information.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. What else have you got then, finally? Is there another thing?
So, basically, just enjoy yourself offline, I think, is the advice there.
Yes.
No
euphemism as well.
No Man's Sky, however, is something that you can enjoy online. It's a new video game that has the whole of space at your disposal. And not our space, pretend space. I mean, it's not modelled on our space.
Yes.
It's a pretend...
It's pretend space.
Pretend planets, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're...
So it's like any other video game. Then.
If you're like a Star Trek fan...
Yes.
There's an element of going out and exploring...
Strange new worlds.
...planets. But not just a few hundred. 18 quintillion. All with different animals, plants, textures. And the gameplay comprises of four different areas. Exploration, survival, combat, and trading, interestingly.
Or not interestingly.
Well, it's interesting because they say that two players are very unlikely to ever cross paths in the same universe.
Well, that makes a mockery of all those people who like playing against each other with these games online then, doesn't it?
Well, can upload to an atlas information about a planet you're exploring.
Right.
For the benefit of others who may arrive at it a month from...
I see.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you are on your own, though, that's, plenty of time to use your Wii Vibe 4000 or whatever the hell it was called.
I wouldn't upload that information to the atlas, though. That might
Siri in a bin. Would you fetch me my Wii Vibe 4000 from the bedside drawer?
Very good. Yes. Would you remind me to?
Yes. Victoria. Oh, never mind. That's Roo. He had work experience gadgetry.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
me. For sharing
me.
that information. Sharing your data with us.
Not that data.
No. I don't want to know that. So, see you next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So that was Roo, half man, half radio voice with work experience punditry. You can win some meat this afternoon on this programme in just over an hour's time in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. There will be the news in haikus. There will be What the People Think, the diversity paper review coming up as well, and the big debate at 3 o'clock. It's now 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Police are investigating allegations a British tennis player was deliberately poisoned at Wimbledon last month. Scotland Yard is looking into fears 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor, who spent 4 days in intensive care, may have been targeted in an attempt to wreck her chances in the girls' junior tournament. But Barry Flatman, the Sunday Times tennis correspondent, has told our sister station TalkSport he can't see that happening.
Gabriella Taylor is a good player and obviously did well to get to the quarterfinals, but she wasn't a seeded player. She wasn't a favourite or anything like that. So, honestly, I find it very, very far-fetched to suggest that another player poisoned her because she thought that Gabriella might win the title and she wouldn't.
The United States has accused a Chinese company with a stake in the now-delayed Hinkley Point nuclear project in Somerset of spying. A man linked to the firm denies allegations he plotted to steal US nuclear technology. Russia has reportedly agreed to sit down with the United Nations to try and agree a workable humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. A proposed ceasefire earlier failed to take effect between rebels and government forces, which are backed by Russia. Police are investigating reports of what's been described as a reckless near miss between a drone and a commercial flight in Cornwall. The passenger plane, which was carrying 62 people, was arriving at Newquay Airport on Tuesday afternoon when it reported the near collision. And Team GB hope for more gold medals at the Rio Olympics today. The men's rugby sevens team have a chance this evening, while Catherine Granger could become Britain's most decorated female Olympian in the rowing. The weather heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland, dry elsewhere with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Would you like to release any data of your temperature during that news bulletin?
I did say the temperature.
Oh, yes, so you did.
Thanks for listening. Glad you're back on form.
Yes, you weren't listening to the other bit of the programme.
No.
Thanks for listening. Glad you're back on form. It's 2:32, and now Chloe will press a button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, now, it is the home of Talk Radio, of course. Talk Radio is the home of Talk Radio.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I never knew that.
The 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, according to recent figures. Mm. And I think we can all agree that's pretty good. So, one thing we do here on Talk Radio, of course, is take your opinions and your reactions. And sometimes we do that by going out into what I'm going to describe as the streets. Now, if you've ever been in a street, you'll know that there are often things in those streets. Trees, for example, plants, dog poo, and homeless people sometimes. And, well, people generally, to be honest. And what unites people is sometimes out in the street, they think, and we like to know what they think. So we have a feature called What the People Think, and it's where we go out into the streets to find out what those people do actually think. We send our crack team of reporters, which Talk Radio, of course, has. And they go out on with microphones and they record the reactions of what the people think. And today, the big question that everyone is asking, buttons or crayons?
Buttons, crayons.
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 Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
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 Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons. Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
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 Buttons. Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
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 Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
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 Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
Crayons.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Crayons.
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 And that's what the people think out on the streets right now. They are thinking either buttons or crayons. But the point is, what do you think? Do you think buttons? Or do you think crayons? Do let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word buttons or the word crayons.
Now. Spotted!
Spotted!
Yes, that's right. So we are collecting your celebrity spotteds this afternoon, as we do on a semi regular occasion. Spotted. I genuinely last night sighted a Rizzle kick. One of two Rizzle.
Half a Rizzle kick.
Yes. I don't know whether it's Mr. Rizzle or Mr. Kick. I have no idea, but I said, who's that there looking this? Who's that nodding?
Johnny Rizzle or Nathan Kick?
Yes. I didn't. It was one of them. It was a Rizzle kick. Anyway, so your spotteds are coming in.
Spotted.
Thank you very much. This has come in from. There's no name on it. Do put your name on your messages. Started the message with the word talk. John, I spotted Bobby Ball.
Spotted.
Bobby Ball of Cannon and Ball fame, running trouserless towards some swans at a park in Gravesend, no doubt shouting, "Rock on, Tommy!" like he used to. Spotted.
Spotted.
If you got a spotted.
Spotted.
Do let us know. This has come in from Jack. Spotted, John.
Spotted.
Muse. The band Muse. Mm. I saw them licking each other's ears and passing around a baby panda in a branch of Claire's accessories.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's Muse. Spotted.
Spotted.
What have you got, Cornelius?
Tom says he spotted a group of toddlers kicking chef Anthony Worrell Thompson at a Lebanese... I said lesbian. Spring Onion Festival.
Well, there wouldn't be anything wrong with a lesbian Spring Onion Festival.
No, there wouldn't.
You can't, I mean, at the end of the day, whether you have a straight Spring Onion or a lesbian or a gay Spring Onion, absolutely fine.
Yes, correct.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Radio 4 presenter Libby Purvis in Rio pouring Listerine into the Olympic swimming pool. Oh, that's... That makes sense.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word. Spotted.
Right. Speaking of spotted, I have just spotted. The friend of the show, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, as you know if you're a regular listener. And What he does really is fill a gap on the radio, because if you've ever heard the radio, maybe Radio 2, Radio 4, you'll know that they often give you a moment to step off the world to take a look inwards, embrace your spiritual side, and they do that with their sort of pause for thoughts, don't they? Where someone of a religious bent will come into the studio and then take an anecdote from their lives and tenuously somehow link it to Jesus or whatever deity it is that they happen to believe in. We're no different, except we've spotted a gap in the market. It is, of course, those who worship the devil. So here he is with his thought for the day for Satanists, the High Priest Vexana Crowley. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. With the summer in full swing, it's certainly no surprise to see a sudden influx of tourists to our little village. I, for one, am always keen on visitors to the area. These innocents are ripe for the plucking, and time and again, I and my fellow worshippers of He Who Is Most Unholy have lured them into our clutches and killed them as a sacrifice to the Dark One. Either that, or we hold a bring-and-buy sale just to raise funds for the temple roof, which is badly in need of repair. Anyway, it was while in the village yesterday, minding my own business, I just popped into the centre to buy some milk and to wee up the door of a church, that I was asked by four French students for directions to the nearest train station. They were quite clearly lost, in a rush and in urgent need of assistance, unsure of where to turn next on the road ahead. And I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For are we not all lost without the direction that the darkest and most putrid beast devil gives us? And furthermore, fouling up the day of another in the name of the most mischievous and blackened hell-fiend can often provide purpose in one's own life. And that is why I proceeded to send them in the wrong direction, not towards the train station, but towards the police station instead, telling them that by entering the building they would find the mode of transport they so desired. And as they thanked me and turned away, I slyly dropped a sizable wrap of cocaine into the open bag of one of the party, and then called the police station from my mobile to tell them where to look. I hate the French. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexana Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the Diversity Paper Review next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Second half starting. 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
The match winner this week at TradePoint with Dulux Trade. Win a European city break for two to watch one of the world's top teams of your choice. Plus, we've got Premier League tickets, footballs and thousands of money off vouchers to give away. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 14th of August for your chance to win.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays in North Yorkshire. The A65 Skipton Road is closed in both directions between Helifield and Gargrave after a vehicle collided with the bridge. In Greater Manchester, the M602, there's two lanes closed eastbound just after the Eccles interchange at the M60 where there's been an accident. Through Navenby in Lincolnshire, the A15 is still closed in both directions because of accident recovery. And traffic on the northbound M5 near Bristol is slow after an earlier accident between junctions 15 and 14. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
The countdown to Friday, a countdown to the start of Premier League action, and a countdown to a brand new quiz show. So what man can we get to talk about all three? What better man than soccer supremo, former host of Countdown, Jeff Stelling, the voice of Premier League football, with us on Talk Radio. Get in.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and it is Talk Radio, as that bit of production will, well, made, I'm going to say blindingly obvious. Good afternoon. Very shortly, the Diversity Paper Review, which, if you hear it, you will know, just simply proves my point that the news can be very complicated. A lot of things going on all at once, and it's difficult to get your head around, but don't worry, because we're here to help. I mean, you find the news complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, as I say, we are here to help, and the way we do that is by taking the news and distilling it down and breaking it down into its component parts, and we do that by peeling its layers away. When you eventually do that, think of it like the Princess and the Pea. You know the story of the Princess and the pea, who lay on a mattress, didn't she? But not one hundreds of mattresses. Right? But she could still feel the pea beneath the bottom mattress. Right? If you think of the news as those layers of mattress, and you take them off, and you get all the way down to the pea, right? What you end up with is Japanese poetry. And that's what happens with the news. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Judge fails to keep cool when sworn at by defendant. Keep your wig on, love.
The news.
Stop doing that.
In haikus. Time for a diversity paper review. Today, our diversity paper review comes courtesy of one of our regular team of diversities who are here to review the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back Zena. Hello, Zena.
Hello.
What is your diversity, please?
I am Nigerian.
Correct. So, you've been looking through the papers, and what's in them today?
Oh, okay. So we've got a nice range of stuff today. Well, not really. It's summer. There's nothing really going on in the summer. But we've got a tennis player who might have been food, which might have been poisoned.
Yes.
We've got some stuff about the new Duke of Westminster.
Yes.
And we've got some stuff about Obama's daughter.
Right, all in the papers today. So, well, let's start off with this tragic tennis story, which is quite a sad story. We're all hoping because it has a happy ending, because we think the tennis player in question is on the mend. But for those that don't know, what paper are you getting this from, by the way?
I'm getting this from the Telegraph.
Right, okay. What do we know?
So the headline is British tennis star in food poisoning ploy. So Britain's Gabriella Taylor is a Wimbledon star player. She was in the quarterfinals, and then all of a sudden she got really ill. And no one could actually understand what was going on. She had loads of tests, and apparently she had leptopyriasis.
Well, nice try.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like a Harry Potter spell, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think you nailed it.
Yeah, and so apparently she'd got that by some sort of bacterium, but after a little bit of investigation and her parents kind of going to a different doctor, they found out that it might have been poisoning from someone else.
Yeah, we touched on this earlier as well, and let's hope that in the end it doesn't even turn out to be poisoning, and it's some kind of accidental contamination, because otherwise the implications of that become awful, don't they? Because you know, that's like a deliberate attempt on someone's life.
I wonder why. I wonder what's she done. Well, I mean, an 18-year-old girl.
Are we at a level though where sport you know, I mean, there are high stakes involved. Not food stakes, I mean, you know, other stakes, obviously. Because stakes are susceptible to poisoning anyway, because they get E. coli. So anyway, so you... But this is what we're dealing with. And I think, if you know, people are trying to sabotage people. There was that... we talked about it earlier, didn't we, with the sports Ben Fletcher.
There's
an entire history of this. We speculated as to whether or not this current Olympic pool being green...
Oh, yeah.
Is it poison? Because if you think about it, right, you could test athletes' stamina and ability, which is the point of the Olympics...
Right, yeah.
...by having them dive into a pool of poison, because then the one...
See how far they go.
Look, exactly, the one left standing... posthumously awarded the medal, because you've still tested their fitness and, as Ben pointed out, immune system. So, you know, that's a potential, and that's, you know, it would be a spectacle in itself.
I mean, there have been theories at the moment about who the people are that have been poisoning, and it has been a speculation that a crime betting agency has been one of the people that have planned to poison her.
So... So there are betting crime syndicates. I know. We've heard of that before. So they essentially, by poisoning her, to drop her out of Wimbledon. Yeah. Was that the point?
That's the whole point. And then, therefore, they make loads more money because she's probably a favourite to win.
And they would then bet against her.
Yeah.
You see, that's when it starts to get very serious, though, isn't it? Because the implications... I mean, that it makes you wonder whether all sport, in some way now... Because there's also this story in the papers today about match-fixing in a premiership footballer. Have you seen this?
Yeah, no. I've seen that a few times.
A premiership footballer and his family, they say, are involved in a match-fixing scandal. Have I made that up? No, I did read that today.
Yeah, I read that. So, is it in the Star?
I can't remember. Okay. I may have glanced at it. I didn't read the Star. Let me be very clear.
Okay.
The Welsh Premier League.
Oh, it's fine then. Do you think someone leaked that to the papers? Because it's Welsh. Leaked it to the papers because it's a Welsh
vegetable.
Yes. No. Anyway, so what else have you got?
Okay, we've got the new Duke of Westminster, age 25.
Yeah.
So the Mirror are basically the Sun are having a field day today, because they can talk about as much as they like about the new Duke of Westminster.
Right.
So they say, baby-faced millionaire, meet the new party-loving Duke of Westminster, now Britain's third richest man, just aged 25.
Right.
They're, like, really pushing this sort of agenda of him being single and young, and, like, all the girls should now flock to him. He's now the new, most eligible bachelor. But his dad has literally just passed away.
Yeah, the angle's slightly disconcerting here, isn't it?
It's
you're sort of going, a man has lost his father... Yeah, the angle is, hey, look at the party guy.
Yeah.
His dad's dead. He's having a party.
Ladies, get in the queue.
Get in the queue. Yeah. He's not even cold. Have a party. Yeah, it's a bit distasteful, isn't it? Yeah. The angle they've gone. But, you know, I can see they'd argue that there'd be a public interest in the fact that he's now the richest. One of the, did you say third
third
youngest richest?
Richest.
Yeah,
third
no, richest. I don't know why that's a story.
£9.9 billion.
What about the richest other guy? How old is he?
He's probably... Like,
yeah, what about him? Where's he in the news?
Just he needs to be in the Sun now.
You know. Well, Duke of Westminster... I knew we had one, but I didn't know anything about him till this happened, of course. What are his duties? Do we know what he has to do?
He's actually one of George's godparents. So he just needs to be a dutiful godparent.
When you say George, are you referring
Prince
to...
Prince George.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant
His Royal Highness,
I thought
Prince
you meant
George.
The little brother of Peppa Pig.
No.
Okay.
That would have been quite good as
yeah.
well.
Well, he likes, you know, the royals like a party. Prince Harry likes a party. You can buy a lot of Nazi uniforms with that kind of money, is what I'm saying.
You can.
Down the party. Christopher Biggins there hosting it. With Prince Harry in his Nazi uniform. Julie Hartley Brewer. Giving an after-dinner speech, which is great. What a party!
Hilarious.
Yeah. So, all right, well, you know, this guy now, unfortunately for him, has just been thrown into the sort of tabloid froth and will doubtless become a sort of staple of their pages. By which I mean, you know, a feature, not because their pages aren't stapled.
But according to his pal, he's a very down-to-earth guy.
Well, these dukes, you know, the Duke of York wasn't down-to-earth, was he? Because he had a famously had a hill. Didn't he? And where was that? The party with him. He had 10,000 men at his party.
Really?
The grand old Duke of York.
Wow.
He had 10,000 men.
Did he?
Marched them up to the... I'll tell you, that was a party. That was a hell of a party. Don't know why the sun didn't splash on that. He did.
You had a great party.
Yep. What else have we got?
What else have I got? Okay, so...
He marched them up to the top of the hill.
Yeah, but he didn't bring them back down again, did he?
Yes, he did.
No!
Yes, he didn't just bring them, he marched them back down.
Oh, my God.
Well, that means he's a down-to-earth guy, then, surely.
And when they're only halfway up... doesn't bear thinking about. Carry on, Zena.
Okay. Okay, so President Obama's daughter has been spotted...
Spotted!
She's been spotted smoking.
Smoking,
yes.
What paper is this in?
This is in The Independent, right. Actually. A tabloid called Radar Online has found this 9-second video of the teenager smoking at a Chicago festival.
Absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
How dare
she? 18-year-old smoking at a festival.
How dare she? Let's all pause for a moment and reflect on that while the music stops. I mean, it's a shocking bit of...
Can't believe it. Terrible.
Spotted.
Spotted.
We
spotted.
Are doing celebrity okay. Spotted.
Spotted.
This afternoon, by the way. So that does tie in very nicely with us.
Smoking.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Yesterday, Zeno, I saw a Rizzle kick.
Oh, did you?
I know.
How exciting.
I know.
Was one of the Rizzle kicks nice?
I just spotted.
Oh, spotted.
Well, I didn't speak spotted. To it. Oh, okay. I just saw it. But that's why we don't spot it. So this ties in quite nicely. It's not the only Obama story, though, is it? There's another one today. Have you seen this? With
Trump?
Our friend Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
What has he said about Obama?
Oh, yeah. He said that Obama founded ISIS.
Yes. He founded... Obama founded ISIS. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, we've all left jobs off our CV, right?
Yeah.
I mean... Up there with that is Cornelius, isn't it? He used to work in Swarovski Crystal.
Yeah.
You know, which is up there with founding ISIS.
Yeah.
But is that on your CV now? Is it the Swarovski Crystal?
Nice. I can't remember.
Is that not how you got the job here? Just by going, I used to sell overpriced glass trinkets to confused people in the high street. And that puts me in the ideal position to be a paid intern. On the 34th most popular national radio station out of a possible 39, according to recent figures.
It's just the natural career path.
It is, isn't it?
Amazing.
But you know, I mean, Zena, what was your first job, would you say?
Working at Twinings Tea. Yeah.
There
but
you
that's
sit.
Still on my CV, though.
Is it?
I'm really proud of that.
You probably drop that off now. I mean, it's fine.
Really.
Yeah. I used to work, my first job was in the co-op in Attleborough. Nuneaton, Warwickshire, where I used to do Friday and Saturday nights and all day Saturday.
All day Saturday?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm not
a monster. Friday, Saturday nights and all day Saturday. But weirdly, that's not on my CV anymore because it's unnecessary. It's dropped off. Yeah, but then I did then work in Topshop for a bit.
Did you?
Yes.
Topshop?
Yeah. Well, I was
How
doing
long
my,
was Topshop?
My A-levels.
What?
To make extra money, wasn't it?
Were you modelling the children's clothes?
I should ignore that.
No, you weren't. Don't listen to him.
No. Oh, it was a bit weird, though, because Topshop, of course, sells...
Women's clothes.
That's right. So I had to work in there.
I mean, they sell men's clothes now.
No, that's Top Man.
Oh, Top Man. Yeah.
I worked in Topshop. For Sir Philip Green, the now disgraced dismantler of British Home Store.
What do you mean now?
Fair enough. I didn't like him then. Right, Zena, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. That's Zena with our diversity paper review. And thank you to her. And we'll no doubt see her again next week. Still
Bye.
To come. So you can go now. Your bit's finished. Off you go. Off you go. Go. Off you go. Let's wait for the door to shut. So still to come, the big debate on the radio after 3 o'clock, and your chance to win some meat. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends August 18th. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8 foot by 4 foot sheet of 18 millimeter sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock on a Thursday, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police probe Wimbledon player poisoning, Chinese Hinkley Point firm accuses spying, and Brent is back.
Talk Radio.
Scotland Yard is investigating whether a British tennis player was deliberately poisoned during Wimbledon. 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor had to pull out of the girls' tournament, spending 4 days in intensive care. Doctors diagnosed her with a rare strain of leptospirosis, a bacterial disease that can be transmitted through rat urine. Roger Pickup, professor of microbiology at Lancaster University, says in some cases it can prove fatal.
Sometimes it can go a bit silent and then reoccur in the second stage where it actually invades the organs. So you can get renal failure, you can get brain damage and meningitis type symptoms, and ultimately it can become fatal.
A Chinese company which has put a third of the money planned for Hinkley Point project has been accused of spying by the United States. A man linked to the China General Nuclear Power Company is due in an American court for allegedly plotting to steal nuclear technology, something he denies. Theresa May paused the deal for Somerset last month. Malcolm Grimstone works on environmental policy at Imperial College London.
There are great advantages for both sides in this relationship being carried out properly, but of course, as with all things in the modern world, we need to have an eye on the possibility that there may be either rogue elements or indeed states that occasionally might not want to behave honourably, and that you're in a position that you can safeguard yourself against that.
Fightings continued in Aleppo in Syria during a supposed 3-hour ceasefire. The city is the subject of a bitter war between rebel forces and those under the command of President Bashar al-Assad. Russia, which backs the country's government, has reportedly agreed to speak to the United Nations about a workable humanitarian pause. Police are looking into reports of a near miss between a drone and a commercial flight approaching Newquay Airport. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
62 people were on board a plane coming into land on Tuesday afternoon when the pilot spotted the device flying alongside it at 900 feet in the air.
Spotted.
Rules state drones shouldn't go higher than 400 feet or near airports. Inspectors have described it as reckless and say it shows a complete disregard of public safety. No one's been arrested.
A man has died after getting stuck under a car in his garage. The 54-year-old became trapped while working on the vehicle in the Highlands last night. Almost 200 employees have been named and shamed by the government for not paying the national minimum wage. The list of companies that are failing to pay the rate of £7.20 an hour for over 25s that reach ranges from 2 football clubs, hotels and care homes to hairdressers and even a gun club. And Ricky Gervais's co-star in the new David Brent film says he thought it was a hoax when he was called about a role in the movie. Life on the Road sees the nightmare boss from The Office have another crack at stardom while managing young rapper Dom. Ben Bailey-Smith, who plays his protégé, admits admits they had some artistic differences during filming.
It would always be a sit down with me and Ricky. He'd break down why it had to be in there, or, you know, we'd argue about it. Most of the time, Ricky's a bit like Brian Clough. He'll like listen to your opinion and then decide, you know, compromise and decide that his opinion was the best.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
Heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland, dry elsewhere, highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria, very much indeed. 3 minutes past three. And now Ben has got the sport live from a motorboat travelling down the Sepik River Basin in the north of Papua New Guinea.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers are in a spot of bother on day one of the fourth and final Investec test with Pakistan. The hosts won the toss and chose to bat first at the Oval. England have been reduced to 149 for five, having been 69 for one at one point. Swansea have signed Spanish striker Borja Bastón. They've paid a club record £15.5 million to Atletico Madrid for the player. England will host Spain in a friendly on November the 15th. The Wembley fixture will be new manager Sam Allardyce's first non-competitive match and comes just 4 days after a World Cup qualifier with Scotland. Finally, Team GB are looking for more gold medals at the Rio Olympics today. The men's rugby sevens side are a big hope this evening, while Catherine Granger could become Britain's most decorated female Olympian. She'll be underway shortly in the double sculls rowing with Vicky Thornley. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by a motorboat travelling down the Sepik River Basin in Papua New Guinea. That's Ben with the sport this afternoon. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon then, it is Talk Radio you're listening to. It. The UK's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, and that is a fact backed up by statistics. It's the afternoon bit of that heady success story. I am John Holmes. Today on the programme then, as well as the other things, we are giving away a suction cup. It's all the rage, of course, amongst the Olympic athletes at the moment. It's a rubber cup applied to the skin, which they say helps promote healing, but which everyone else says makes them look like Jeffrey Archer's spotty back, going up and down on that prostitute that he lied about paying off in his 1997 libel trial. But they're all the rage. Suction cups, I mean, not prostitutes. So we're giving one away this afternoon. I'm brutally honest with you, it's not a medical one, it's just a Talk Radio branded mug. But if you apply it to your bare torso and get a friend to punch it into your ribs, you will end up with a fashionable Olympic bruise, just like the stupid ones on Michael Phelps. It's the Talk Radio branded mug suction cup, big competition giveaway only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Now then, it is time for the big debate. Now then, Ed Sheeran makes it. Marvin Gaye made it. Ed Sheeran allegedly made it again, but changed it slightly. What am I talking about? Well, of course, I'm talking about music. It famously is the food of love. And it can also soothe a savage breast, although try that in the workplace and you'll soon find yourself on the wrong end of a meeting with HR being questioned for sexual harassment. I mean, it's, let's be honest with you, it's not like the old days, is it, when one could simply soothe a savage breast by blowing a recorder at a lady's one near the photocopier. The times have changed, and I mean, you know, what sort of world do we live in really now, where you can no longer slip a braless colleague's chest into a saxophone horn without being hauled into a disciplinary? It's political correctness gone madness. And you can't even sing songs by Madness at anyone's norks anymore either. That is madness gone politically correct. On the line listening to this is Marion. She once heard some music. She's absolutely livid about the idea that we still have to put up with music, Marion. Am I right? In 2016?
You're right. 100% right. That's why I've hung in. That's,
yes.
That's exactly
why I know. Oh, that's the point. So, yeah. So what is it you don't like about music then? What's wrong with it?
It started off with my shaker-style kitchen. I'll be honest with you, the boys that bought it, I mean, the Amish people don't listen to music and they make good furniture. That's my starting point.
Yes, good point.
So when you think about how they make furniture, they're creative, not listening to that racket. The boys that put my kitchen in, albeit it was a shaker-style one, had the radio on, they were listening to music, and they put my extractor fan upside down. And that's a case in point where they're not focusing, they're listening to music, and then they're just utter rubbish that they came up. But my kitchen is a shambles. You have to see it to believe it.
Right, well, that's Marion making a very good point there. She had some yeah. Amish people putting a kitchen in, but they were listening to music. They didn't really understand what they were doing because everyone was confused, and now there's an extractor fan that's upside down, and that is a shocking story. On the other line, listening to that, Marion, do stay with us. Ronald's in Yeovil. Good afternoon, Ronald.
Yes, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you're listening to that. There's an extractor fan upside down. It's the fault of music. What are you going to do about that?
Yes, well, that's an interesting point. And increasingly, we sort of see these people, don't we, who are against music. But actually, one thing I've found is that the best way, and my favourite thing about music, is listening to it. And I know a lot of people try to sort of inhale music or inject music or yeah. smell music, but my thing is that I wonder if Marion gave it a go, listening to music.
Marion, have you...
It can be very pleasurable.
When you have taken music, Marion, I mean, what has been your method? I mean, do you inject music or inhale it or do you listen?
That poor man that's phoned in that's for music, I think he's a busker. And I think I might have met him on Vicarage Road, and I gave him money to stop making music
yes.
because I couldn't bear listening to it. And if you're at a bus stop waiting for 321, I can tell you that racket would go through anybody, like a dose of salt. So just because he's phoning in now saying he's listening, he also makes music. Let's see what he has to say about that, because I recognise his voice.
Right. do you want to come back on that, Ron?
Mm-hmm. Yes, now that Marion mentions it, I do remember her stopping by and giving me some music to stop making music. But do you know what I did with that money?
What?
I actually invested it in
something.
Music.
You took it away. Oh, sweet God, you didn't, did you?
Yes, more music. I've also Glockenspiel and a theremin.
That's a pretty serious instrument, Marion. I mean, you now, and you didn't know it, I appreciate you didn't know it, but you have now contributed to the national theremin problem that there is.
On people's. Oh, it's horrific. I'm so sorry I gave you money now.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I thought you were going to say you gave it to the homeless or something. But frankly, I do think that likes of you, and I am sorry for you, but you do cause mayhem and upset. And also, there's a foul language. I mean, that day you weren't really swearing very much, but I have heard you. I've heard you. People know about you locally. And just throwing in bad language in amongst the music doesn't help.
ABBA famously thanked One for the music, and I just wonder, and the songs I'm singing, and notoriously, the joy they're bringing, that's the key word, joy, isn't it, Ronald? Is that a key word, joy?
Oh, absolutely. I often say, you know, music, who can live without it? Because it is wonderful. And possibly ABBA are the finest exponent of music,
yeah.
perhaps of all time. And, you know, I'd very much like to know what Marion thinks about Mamma Mia, because, you know, it's wonderful.
Marion, would you like to come back? I mean, I know you were struggling with an upside-down extractor fan, but he's got a point, isn't it? I mean, ABBA have thanked everyone for the music.
Well, I think we've done the thanking now. We've had enough thanking. Let's have a bit of honesty. John Mills, or it might have been Miles, he sang, "Music was my first love, it will be my last."
Yes.
It goes on to verse 9. "To live without my music is impossible to do." I mean, that is nothing if not worrying that he can't live without music. If he focused on something else other than music, it would be a lot better for him and everybody else.
Where would you put music? I understand, and I mean, some people listening to this will appreciate that you are saying we should get rid of music. But where would you put it? You want to put music beyond use. You can't just dump music in a hedgerow like a badger you've just gassed or some porn in the 1970s, can you? What are you going to do with the music? You can't fly tip it.
I think we need to re-educate people. It comes down to education. A bit like that chappy there. Was it Ronald or Donald? I mean, that poor man going off and buying a Glockenspiel.
Yep.
That's a worry.
Ronald.
Because, you know, that's actually polluting the environment.
Yep.
And it is noise pollution. We talk about the environment, greenhouse gases. In years to come, people will say Marion was right. She was ahead of the game. I mean, I went to a spiritualist evening, and I'm not a spiritualist. I went to the chocolate cake. But in the midst of it all, they played a cassette recording of this awful racket.
And the woman kept saying, oh, it's uplifting and calming, relaxing, and, oh, therapeutic. It was none of those things. It was irritating.
Irritating.
But nobody had the gumption to say it. I did, and I got asked for this.
Well, look, I want you to hold that gumption there, because I've got here is some music, and I want to, it's very similar. I'm going to give you some.
Talk
I know.
Radio. I rang into talk radio. This is upsetting.
I know, but it's just a litmus test, really. I'm going to play you some clips of music, and I just want a simple yes or no from both of you, okay? I'll just play.
Right, here's my answer already.
Well, let's see. I mean, here's the first.
I'm open to it. I'm going to be open. Here we go.
Good. Well, that's very grown up. That's good. I mean, that's what we're trying to encourage. So. Here's a clip of some music. I mean, we can all agree that's appalling, but that's Hanson and Bop. Ronald, yes or no, music?
Yes, that's music.
Thank you. Marion, yes or no?
Racket, no.
No, let's try you another one. This is Love Potion by Tigers of Pantang. Ronald, yes or no?
John, I knew I was going to love it the minute you said it was music, and I did. It's yes.
Yes, it's a yes from you. Marion, yes or no?
No, he's just predictable.
Yeah, I can know from you. All right, let's move genre slightly. Here's some music. Vivaldi, Four Seasons. Yes or no, Ronald?
Yes.
Marion.
All Four Seasons.
All Four Seasons. Marion.
No, yes, not music.
Pizza, yes, not music. All right, no good. Try this. It's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully. You got to listen carefully if you want to get with them.
Don't. I'm saying definitely maybe, which is in fact the name of some other music.
That's right. Marion, yes or no? Do you want to be associated with that?
Nothing to do with it. It's appalling.
Try this music from an ex-heroin addict who once chained a rent boy to a radiator. What about that?
Yes, I think that very much speaks of how people who chain people to radiators, so often vilified, can in fact produce beautiful forms of art.
Yeah, well also the lyrics are weird there because he could come but he couldn't go.
Happens to the best of us.
So, Marion, yes or no?
I like his makeup, frankly, but no to the music. He did a lot with eyeliner. He did a lot for eyeliner. He was ahead of the game there.
Final one. This is Saxon. Saxon, 747 brackets, strangers in the night, close brackets. Yes or no, Ronald?
Actually, no, that's a bit much for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Marion? Okay. Let me ask you this question. We're coming up to the end of this now, but this is an important question. It's just a text that's just come in that says, John, it's from Sharon, says, music is the food of love. Who among us, while making love, has never fed our partner some vinyl? It's a good question, isn't it?
Delicious vinyl.
Yeah. Question. Yeah. And what?
Not a question at all.
And GIMP costumes are made of vinyl. Is that a coincidence?
Oh, for goodness sake. Lowering the tone once again.
Well.
It's no coincidence, John. It's good stuff, tasty, delicious, and nutritious. Marion ought to try some. Might cheer her up a bit.
Marion, would you?
I'm very cheerful, thank you. I have no problem with my cheerfulness, thank you.
You don't sound very cheerful.
Well, I am. That's where you're going wrong. Never assume anything.
And there we must leave the debate. Ronald, Marion first. Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, Marion?
Convivial.
Thank you. Ronald, can you sum up the debate for us in one word?
Didgeridoo.
And there we must leave it, as we're out of time. But what do you think? Do you think we still need music this day and age, 2016, or has music really had its day? Do let us know what you think. You can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month. 0% APR representative. And we'll give you an extra £500 towards your deposit until August 14, 2016.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. 0% APR representative £500 finance deposit allowance and £159 per month available on Yaris Design by Tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,343 deposit conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office, apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays on the A1M in County Durham, a rolling roadblock on both carriageways between junction 62 Carville and 63 at Chesterley Street. If you're heading out of Manchester, the M602, there's an accident just after junction 1 at the Eccles interchange, so two lanes are currently closed on the eastbound side. The Londonbound M3 in Surrey has two lanes closed, an accident just before junction 2 for the M25, that's left severe delays. And at Double Boys in Cornwall, the A38 blocked after an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's 20 minutes past the time and you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And that was the big debate, of course. Ronald, very much in favour of music, with notable exception of the heavy metal band Saxon. And the... Well, the very much the opponent to music, really, absolutely livid about the whole thing, and blames it for an upside down extractor fan that she had installed in her kitchen. She had a shaker kitchen, she said, Marion. There, she ironically, the Amish don't listen to music, but the people who put a kitchen in were listening to music. She thinks that's what distracted them. They put in an extract. They were distracted via an extractor buying it, and they put it upside down, and she's very much blaming music. But what do you think about that? Do we still need music in 2016? I know this has very much set the text on fire. Cornelius,
yes,
what's been
coming in. Feminazi said the other day she got wolf whistled in the street.
Yeah,
but she actually quite enjoyed the tune of the whistle, so she didn't mind. She enjoyed the music element,
but not the actual sexist element.
She doesn't say that, but she said she was willing to forgive the sexist element
because
of a lovely tune.
Lovely tune
within the wolf whistle.
Fair enough.
And Jamie's just sent us a quick note. A sharp.
Thanks very much. And speaking of which, John, why are there only 8 notes? As just come in here from questioning why there are only 8 notes. Why do we stop? I mean, we know about A, don't we? We've talked about this before. A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
E, F, G. 7 notes. Why isn't there an 8th? Where's H? What would be the note of H? Yeah. I? J? K? L? M? N.
Yeah.
R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y.
Spotted.
Z. You listen to Talk Radio. Music very much in the news, of course, with Ed Sheeran being sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye for allegedly copying Let's Get It On. Marvin Gaye, of course, famously has the surname Gaye and thus would be spoken to by a security guard in the Hackney branch of Sainsbury's. Imagine the fallout if he tried to buy some sugar puffs. It doesn't even bear thinking about. You're listening to Talk Radio then. I am John Holmes. And we were doing some of the spotteds, weren't we, earlier?
Spotted?
Yes, because of celebrities that you may have spotted out and about. And perhaps wondering what they've been doing. Some spotted examples that spotted. Have coming in. Of course, we've had... thank you for them, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word spotted.
We've had Alan Titchmarsh spotted.
Spotted.
Smothering a violin with Factor 50 sun cream and plucking its strings vigorously on a Bournemouth beach. This has just come in. Spotted.
Spotted.
Paul Ross snipping up hundreds of flamboyant shirts and throwing them off Hammersmith Bridge. he's doing that right now. If you're in the vicinity of Hammersmith Bridge, Talk Radio's very own Paul Ross currently doing that. That's a spotted that's just going. I was talking about the premiere last night, because the reason we got onto this is because I went to the premiere of the mixed-reviewed David
What's
Brent.
What's it actually called? David Brent the movie or something?
No,
like
David
that?
Brent Life on the Road.
Ah, okay.
And I went to that last night, and there was sort of live performance by Ricky Gervais. Being David Brent.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Surprisingly all right.
Really?
Yeah. But the joke is that he's a 55-year-old sales rep, David Brent, trying to be a rock star. But the lines between that and 55-year-old Ricky Gervais trying to be a rock star are gossamer thin, if I'm brutally honest. I mean, you can kind of see what's going on. It's like, because he had a career, didn't he, trying to be a rock star years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't go so well, and now he's a sort of, you know, multi-millionaire global comedy star, except he clearly always wanted to be a rock star, which is why he's just invented this.
That's
all that's happened.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I do reckon. That said, it is quite funny.
Oh, really? Well,
it's not a great film, but it's got very funny moments.
It's funny, I went to see an Edinburgh Fringe preview last week, which was clearly apparently it was a comedy show, but it's clearly a guy who just wanted to put on a music show.
Yes.
And it was god awful. I had to walk out after 10 minutes. A one-man parody of High School Musical.
Well, it's better than that, it's, if I'm honest. The reason I was going to mention it as well, because I saw a Rizzle kick, but it reminded me, because this is the embarrassing thing about going to sort of anything like this, is you walk down this red carpet, and obviously I'm not in any way notable or famous to any of the paparazzi on a red carpet. So you get that bit where you walk down behind Tom Hiddleston or something, and then we're taking photographs. He wasn't there, but that's an example. All right, a Rizzle kick, right? So Rizzle kick, over here, Rizzle kick, photos, like that. And then as I walk up, they just all sort of check their cameras and they just have a look at the picture of a Rizzle kick, and I just walk by largely ignored, which is fine, but once at a thing, and what they do is they cheat. What they do, you arrive at some of these things, and you go in a side door, then they take you out, put you in a posh car, that could be perhaps sponsoring the event, which then drives round the front and drops you at the red carpet, and you get out of the car looking like you've just arrived in a posh car.
Really?
Oh, yeah, nonsense. Anyway, I was put in a posh car with Helen Mirren.
Nice.
Yes. And we drove round, literally 100 yards, around, drops at the front red carpet. She steps out of the car, paparazzi frenzy. Helen Mirren! Helen over here! Helen over here! I stepped out after her.
What happened?
Silence. Nothing. Just men checking their cameras and just, you know, and obviously fire. Never tell. But then, to compound the horror, Helen Mirren said, No, that's not. He's with me. Come and
he's with me?
And dragged me, well, yeah, mystery man, dragged me into the photographs slightly. At which point, the whole paparazzi just said, mate, move out of the way. We're taking pictures of Helen Mirren.
Really?
Yeah, that's the celebrity glamorous life I lead, Cornelius.
Wow.
Just thought I'd share it with you.
Surely they would have struggled to get you and Helen Mirren's head in the same shot anyway.
Why would you say that?
And she's quite tall.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Still to come, you can win some meat in the next half an hour. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. And you can do it in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play, you can get in touch using this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Put your name on it. We'll call you back. It's a game of Dead or Alive to win some meat coming next. And it's just about 3:30. Ahead of it, Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, Catherine Granger has become Britain's most decorated female Olympian, winning a fifth career medal by claiming silver with Vicky Thornley in the double sculls in Rio. Later, Andy Murray and Johanna Konta are both in action for Team GB in the second round of the tennis singles. A fourth child protection expert has taken over an independent inquiry into child sex abuse. Professor Alexis Jay, who carried out a report into the exploitation scandal in Rotherham, is taking over after Dame Lowell Goddard resigned last week. Police are investigating whether a rising British tennis star was poisoned during this year's Wimbledon Championships. 18-year-old Gabriella Taylor was forced to withdraw from the girls' junior tournament with an illness, which led to her spending 4 days in intensive care. Former British tennis player Barry Cowan has told Talk Radio it means players won't be able to let their food and drink out of sight.
What's to say that someone couldn't tamper their water with performance enhancing drugs so they make sure that they fail a drugs test? I mean, it's shocking to even think about that, but if this is true as what's happened to Gabriella, then if someone's gone to that length, her life was at risk.
A Chinese company with a stake in the now-delayed Hinkley Point nuclear project in Somerset has been accused of spying by the United States. A man linked to the firm is expected in court next week over claims he plotted to steal US nuclear technology. Fighting has continued in Aleppo in Syria during a supposed three-hour ceasefire. The city is the subject of a bitter war between rebel forces and those under the command of President Bashar al-Assad. And there's been a near miss between a drone and a passenger plane. The aircraft is carrying 62 people as it approached New Key Airport on Tuesday afternoon. The weather, heavy and persistent rain over northwest Scotland, drier elsewhere. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. How kind. It's, well, it happened. So, in the next half an hour, then, yes, you can win some meat. That's what we'll be doing. Plus, today's news-themed eargasm, in which Ed Sheeran does battle with Marvin Gaye. We'll do that next. Chloe, press a button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, yes. And, well, I don't know whether you're familiar with the notion of the news at all. It's a Talk Radio station. It does have the news in it, of course. But it's complicated. The news is complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, what we'd do is maybe try and explain the news as we do, using the medium of Japanese poetry. We've got a little bit of time. We've got time to do that. So here it is. As news unpeeled gets down to its basic form, Japanese poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
GB wind diving, narrowly beating Cristi Arno Ronaldo.
Joke there.
Footy joke.
Footy. Like the footy, isn't it?
Foot joke.
Yeah. Good. Right. So, Ed Sheeran and Marvin Gaye have got it on. They haven't quite got it on because Marvin Gaye is dead. But Ed Sheeran has been accused of copying him. Not like, I mean, Ed Sheeran's not been playing dead. That's not what I meant. I mean, what's happened is Marvin Gaye's famous song, Get It On, apparently has been copied by Ed Sheeran for one of his songs that I don't know the name of. But that's
Thinking Out Loud.
Well, no, I was speaking it out loud.
No, that's the name of the Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, right, okay. Well, what he said there apparently is a copy of Marvin Gaye's Get It On. Now, I am familiar with Marvin Gaye's work, but I will confess, I have never heard Ed Sheeran's song.
Really?
No.
It's very famous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, but so...
You'll recognise it from the Marvin Gaye track.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know what it is. It's basically the equivalent, the musical equivalent of me on a red carpet. It's unrecognisable to me, or anyone. But, however, many people are saying that it sounds very similar. Speaking of red carpets, of course, we were doing Spotted earlier.
Spotted.
So we'll gather some more of those together for you very shortly. But as a news mashup for this afternoon's eargasm, here it comes. It's Ed Sheeran versus Marvin Gaye.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
I'm not saying it's the same. You make your own mind up. I'm no lawyer.
No.
But that's Ed Sheeran versus Marvin Gaye. Spotted.
Spotted.
Celebrity Spotted. Thank you very much this afternoon. What have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Spotted.
Spotted.
The singer Laura Mvula.
Yes.
Baring her breasts and shouting, "Praise the Lord for pizza."
Yeah. Yeah.
At traffic on Westminster Bridge.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Jeremy McConnell, off of MTV's reality show Beauty School Cop-Outs, openly urinating onto a child's face in a soft play centre, saying, "Look at him, he's crying tears of wee."
Spotted.
It's coming from Steve. Thank you, Steve. Spotted. If you've got a Spotted, let us know. Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
The Rock throwing pebbles into a miniature volcano at a model village in Devon. Spotted.
Spotted.
Take me to the mountains.
Horn. Versus Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran currently being sued by Marvin Gaye's estate for allegedly copying that song with that one. You decide. Well, don't, because you're not legally involved. Let them decide. That's the professional thing to do. I make no comment either way. I'm not an expert. Would you like to win some meat? Not you, Cornelius. You can't win meat. You're an employee of sorts. And so you're not eligible. But if you'd like to win some meat, we'll be playing a game of Dead or Alive. Basically, I've got a list of things, and some of them are dead and some of them are alive, and you have to tell me which is which. If you score enough points, according to the system, when we add it up, and it is a slow system, so I apologise for that in advance. But if you'd very much like to win some meat, your choice of chicken, beef or lamb, then you can get in touch, because we'll be doing it next before 4 o'clock. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Dead or alive to win some meat, coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Everyday low prices at Trade Point. Large dial sharp sand, just £1.21 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. Trade Point.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with direct line from just £115. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less Jan to June 2016. Excludes optional covers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays on the A1M in County Durham, a rolling roadblock on both carriageways between junctions 62 Carville and 63 at Chesterler Street. If you're heading out of Manchester, the M602, there's an accident just after junction 1 at the Eccles interchange, so two lanes are currently closed on the eastbound side. The London-bound M3 in Surrey has two lanes closed, an accident just before junction 2 for the M25. That's left severe delays. And at Double Boys in Cornwall, the A38 blocked after an accident. I'm Dave Stamp.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'll be honest, I just popped out of the room there, and so I wasn't quite sat down back in the studio in time for that. Anyway, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Momentarily, we will be giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Meanwhile, just time for some of your reactions that are coming in. Cornelius has them. No, Cornelius isn't in the room with me either for some reason. I don't know where... Do you know, anyone know where he went? I mean, you know, we are doing a live radio show.
It's all right. It's coming back. Don't worry.
Well, shall I just sit here waiting?
What's wrong?
Well, I just threw to you for some live reactions, and I turned around, and your seat was more vacant than it is when you are in it.
All right.
Some reactions coming up from Cornelia. Some reactions have been coming in. You can react to Talk Radio 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelia?
Wrong number says, "Hi doctor, please send some more medicine. I'm sat on the toilet and very ill. It's so violent I feel like I'm going to take off." And Julia says, "If I hear you sniff again, I'm going to punch you in the face."
Right, thanks very much indeed. I've got some reactions that have been coming in here. Well, I mean, this sort of thing could happen in Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. That's coming from the beautiful south. And this, hemorrhoids poking out of someone's bottom. Hanging's too good for them. It's time to win some meat. And you can do it on Talk Radio, momentarily, in a game of Dead or Alive! Yeah, it's a game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things, but are they dead or alive? That's the gist of it. And there's meat afoot. We have a contestant on the telephone who wants to play for that meat. And it's a person. Hello on the line. Hello on the telephone.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great, thanks. Yeah. What do you do, Georgia? Where are you?
I work in PR, but I'm working from home today.
Ah, are you? What sort of PR are you doing from home? Can you PR from home?
I can definitely PR from home. Well, so yeah, I do lots of different kinds.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been working in the PR industry? PR?
Nearly a year.
Okay, so I'm fairly new to it. Okay, fine. And how are you finding it? I mean, is it everything you dreamed it would be?
Oh, everything, yeah.
Good. That's the idle banter out of the way. would you like to win either a chicken, a beef or a lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Not the veg. No. I would like the lamb, please.
The lamb. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good choice, by the way. Good choice. But what you need to do now is score highly enough in the quiz, Dead or Alive, to win the lamb. So, it's very easy. It is just simply tell me whether the things are dead or alive.
Okay,
here we go then. Ready to play, Dead or Alive. Question number one. The pot plant in my office after I got home from travelling in Papua New Guinea.
Dead.
Yes. Yes, it is. Strong start. Cornelius keeping score, by the way. Dead or Alive, my father-in-law's brother.
Alive?
It was a trick question. He doesn't even have a brother. He has two sisters, both of whom are alive. No points. Hillary Clinton, despite Donald Trump's comments the other day.
Alive?
Alive is right. The chances of seeing both BBC Olympic tennis commentator Paul Hand and Sainsbury's in Hackney at GAY in London anytime soon?
Dead.
Yes. The Hills.
That it? Dead. I don't know.
The Hills.
Dead.
Well, well... yes, I'm going to give you that. Yes, I mean, the Hills are alive, of course, with The Sound of Music. But in this case, you were right, because the Hills I was referring to are an entire family, three generations of whom were wiped out. Used to live down the road from my parents in a tragic suction cupping accident at the 2012 Olympics. They're all dead. Assistant producer Cass is phone battery after another long day endlessly swiping right on Tinder.
Dead.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I'll be honest, her fingers have worn it to the bone. The chances of Cornelius... Morning, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John.
Getting a decent night's sleep after the flat beneath him have just got a new puppy, dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, dead. The puppy very much alive.
Yes.
Just to be clear. Have they got a new puppy?
Yeah, it's really loud. It barks all night.
Oh, no.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. So is it directly underneath your bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the most action your flat has seen since you moved in, isn't it? I pity that puppy when he gets older. What sort of dog is it, do you know?
I don't know.
An alive
a loud one.
Yeah. Have you been downstairs and complained about it?
An insomniac. I don't know. No, I haven't.
You don't know whether you've been downstairs?
No, I haven't spoken to any of my neighbours.
Well, you could go and...
No, I don't want to speak to them.
Well, yeah, but if you've got it, you should go and have a conversation if they've got a noisy animal.
And say what? Turn it down.
Turn your dog down. What's its name?
I don't know.
It might be listening.
I don't know the name of the dog.
Georgina, do you have a dog?
No.
No. Great banter. the question, next one. The ability of our website man, I use that term loosely, Luke, he's called Luke, he does the website here at Talk Radio, dead or alive, the ability of Luke to download a simple video from an email.
Dead.
Yes. Yes, he was sent one yesterday in order to upload it.
Still not up.
And he's still not done
still
it.
Still not up.
Because he can't download it from the email we sent it to him on.
No.
He's not very technological, though.
No. His full name, by the way, Georgina, is Sex Luke. Because he went out one night. Was it a Sunday? I think it was.
Yeah.
Stayed out all night. Came back in to work on the Monday. And was so excited about a lady he'd met that he just told us all about it without really thinking.
Yeah? What did he say?
Well, he just went into...
He did it three times.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But if he filmed it, he won't have downloaded it yet. dead or alive, the drop of gorgeous he is, according to the indie band Republica. The drop of gorgeous he is, not Luke, this isn't. According to the indie band Republica.
Alive.
Let's find out. No! Oh, it was Drop Dead Gorgeous by the indie band Republica. Okay. That wasn't the right answer.
That's a shame.
We've got to go to Cornelius for the scores. This will determine whether or not you've won your chosen meat, which of course is lamb. Lamb. Cornelius?
Hi, John. I've walked up to the scoring centre.
Yes.
Here at the top of the BT Tower.
Yes.
And I'm ready to boot up the machine. So
okay.
Let's just boot it up.
Georgina, you've got a bear.
Yeah, it's quite a...
We're still on dial-up, Georgina. I'm really sorry.
It's quite a slow system.
Slow system. It just has to work out the score, and it takes absolutely ages to run it through the system. I'm really sorry,
right,
Georgina.
We're in now.
What are you up to this afternoon, Georgina? Any more PRing to do?
I'm going to a gig later.
Are you?
Ooh, who are you seeing?
Yeah, my friend is in a band called Katie and the Moonbathers, and they're playing in Shepherd's Bush tonight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Shepherd's Bush. Katie and the Moonbathers?
Katie and the Moonbathers. Actually, not Shepherd's Bush. That's an absolute lie.
Oh.
Somewhere else. Bethnal Green.
Bethnal Green, all right. And what sort of music... Sorry, we just have to talk while this system's working out the score. What sort of music do Katie and the Moonbathers play?
I have no idea. I've never seen them before.
Interesting.
I'm sure they'll be great.
I'm sure they... Error.
Right, sorry.
Oh, God.
Georgia, sorry, how do you spell your name?
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Okay.
I think I called you Georgina, I apologise.
You've been calling me Georgina for a while, yeah.
Thanks for not picking me up on
right,
that. Look what you've done there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how do you spell Katie and the Moonbathers?
I think just as it sounds, like K-A-T-I-E. And the...
No, you've done it. Don't abbreviate the and, don't. God, it's like Luke was operating it.
Oh, God.
The right and in full. And the.
Katie Pham and the Moonbathers.
Delete that. Katie what?
Katie Pham, P-H-A-M.
P-H? So when I said, "As how is it spelled?" you went, "Oh, just as it sounds. Just your regular P-H."
Just delete
it. I thought it was just Katie, but it's not. It's Katie Pham.
Katie Pham. Pham.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the. No, you've done a little. And. Write out and. The. Is moonbathers all one word?
Yeah, all one word.
All right. Moonbathers.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah. Sorry, hang on. Where are they playing?
Beth. Seabright Arms. Seabright Arms. Where is that? I think it's Bethnal Green.
No, right. I think it's Bethnal.
Wait,
right,
do you have a system of your own there?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is.
It's a very slow system.
That sounds quite fast, that system.
Hackney, near the Hackney Road, so it's in Hackney.
Right,
Hackney, right.
It's not near the Sainsbury's in Hackney, is it? They don't.
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sorry about it.
Right, we're done.
It's really slow.
Right, I've just got to print it out.
Print it.
God's sake. It's quite a slow printer. Oh.
I do apologise, Georgia. There's just no budget for anything here. It's,
that's okay.
You know.
That's okay.
It's an old dot matrix sort of thing. I've got to wait for it to print the scores out. And... God's sake.
Right. Okay, I've got the Have you got the result.
I just got right, fine.
I can confirm that Georgia, who is going to see Katie and the Moonbathers this evening.
Bathers. You put vers.
Oh.
Never mind. No, hang on. I'll alter it by hand.
Okay.
Yes. Katie Pham and the Moonbathers.
Oh, God!
I'll
just write it in the
Bible. At the Seabright Arms.
Mm-hmm.
In Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
Has scored.
Yes.
6 points.
Is that enough to win the meet?
It is.
Enough to win the meet. Georgia, congratulations! You are the proud owner of some lamb.
Yay!
Yay!
What I always wanted.
Yeah. It's dead or alive? Thanks, Georgia. It's dead or alive on Talk Radio. Look, here's Sam Delaney.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to know what's happening on my radio programme?
That was going to be my very next question.
Well, look, I'll skip past some of the early stories because they're too complex for me to squeeze into the small amount of time we've got.
Yeah.
But have you talked much about this judge who dropped the C-bomb?
It has been mentioned, certainly.
So we'll be looking into that. Because I would say that's my number one news story of the year so far.
Absolutely right. I think it's perfectly acceptable.
They should give out awards for that kind of thing. Yeah. Use of extreme profanity in public life.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It's just great. Like that person who dropped the C-bomb when Kay Burley from Sky News was doing a piece to camera after the Brexit vote, and she was talking about Boris Johnson, and a passerby just cycled through her shot. It was live and just shouted
that,
yeah, Boris Johnson's a C word, and then just carried on cycling. I don't know, you know, look, I'm not gonna sit here and tell to any of the young people listening at home that swearing's big or clever, but firstly, in a way, it is,
yeah.
And secondly, I just think when you are people are sick of like. The reason you get people like Jeremy Corbyn being successful and popular is because they are a little bit different from the generic scripted kind of public figures, not just politicians, everyone in public life. So I kind of think when a judge or anyone else kind of cuts through all the white noise by basically calling a defendant a C-word, we should all as a country be celebrating. And in many ways, it proves that voting to leave was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's wrap it up.
Fine. Sam Delaney making sense of whatever the hell that was. Next on Talk Radio, we're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. We'll leave you as... Sam rightly said, it's complex. The news is complex.
Yeah.
We can help you distill it all down, of course, by breaking it down to its component parts. So we leave you with Japanese poetry. The news in Japanese poetry form. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. The news in haikus.
B win diving, narrowly beating Cristiano Ronaldo.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.